Award-winning talk radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
Who would take the job of the England coach? Seriously?
I wouldn't want the job being England coach. Get enough grief working with you.
Not many papers actually had this. What was that? Was that my phone?
My phone is crap. Don't ever buy...
Don't say it.
Newts?
E-W-T-S. I've got a collection of them in my garden, and I recognise crystal newts.
Should Yuri Spoonbender be in on this? Tell me you're watching Animal Hospital because I won't believe you. Rolf? Of course, Sick Boy is known for rolfing in cabs. You should go see that movie Elizabeth. I saw that last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, no, it's all right.
That's with the footballer, isn't it?
Eric Cantona, yeah. It doesn't have a big part.
Right, well...
At least that's what they say in the changing room.
You're such a bundle of joy, you are.
I wonder what she was going to call you there.
Nick Abbott.
That was Nikki the Psycho Newsreader. She is Psycho Newsreader.
Oh. Well now, how are we, ladies and gentlemen? It's Dress Down Friday. It's punk night.
Oh, night long, man. Oh.
I've got some real, as they say in America, doozies for you. Did you scratch any of my records, Kev?
No, I didn't, actually.
You useless grey gold?
But some of them are certainly unique, but I don't know if I would use punk to describe them.
No, but they came out of that era. Did I scratch on this one?
Well, it wasn't me. Rockabilly, perhaps.
Wasn't me. Like, already, we're with the...
Not on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope that it's a better show than it was last night, because last night's really did aggravate me hugely. Let's hope that we've got a better series of callers than we did last night, because they sucked.
Well?
It's like a comedian coming out on stage on a tour, and he says, oh, you're such a better audience than they were last night. And the audience has a little chuckle in themselves, pats themselves on the back. But he says that every single night. Or, better, when, you know, game shows? We should get Ian Collins in. He knows all about that. They do, what's funny about that?
It's funny because it's true.
Hmm. That's right. They don't... Although you see one game show per week, like in a series of those things, they usually film many a day. So they could film a whole series of 13 or whatever in the space of a couple of days. You know, because they've got the hire of the studio and all the technicians are there, and it seems daft to send them home when they could just knock out another one of those simple things. And so what the comedian, whoever it is hosting the show, will come out and thank the audience very much, and then he'll stay for a second and say, well, you all, you know, take a breather, go get a cup of coffee, and then we'll come back out and we'll do it again. But let's pretend that you're, you know, sit in different places, and we'll pretend you're a different audience. And then he'll come out 10 minutes later and he said, oh, you should have seen the audience we had in there last night. And then the audience will chuckle to themselves, knowingly, it being an in-joke. Talk about hilarious. I should get my own quiz show.
What would it be called?
What's the capital of Spain, Kev? I don't think it is. I'm in España, no? Ay, caramba! Is this even Spanish music?
No.
Kind of. Tito Puente. Sí, sí. I've seen Tito Puente.
Have you?
Yeah, I've seen Puente's Tito's.
Right.
I bet you didn't know that, eh? Hey, we've got a really good prize we're going to be giving away a little later on with IKEA. Stop being so damned English. I think that's their catchphrase.
I don't think
it. Isn't it?
Not quite.
Damn it, stop being so English, they say. I think that's the catchphrase that they've, of the... they're great adverts on the TV. You've seen them with a guy who's like really, really white with the red eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're excellent. As soon as they come on, you stop speaking. You stop breathing. But we have got some great prizes for you.
Have we?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know that?
Yes,
absolutely. Yes. So the number here is 0500. I almost said the wrong one. 1053-89. There's a couple of things in the papers today, but not much. Yeah, there's been quiet for a good long while, don't you think? You know, I read all the papers every day, and lately there's been absolutely nothing to talk about at all. At all. Apart from Glenn Oddle, who wants a pay rise, and when you consider the job that he does and the flack that he gets and what's expected of him, absolutely should get it. He should be on a million a year. His contemporaries are. It's like John Burt at the BBC. He should be on a million a year because the people who are on, who run Granada and London Weekend Television, all these, they're all on a million a year. He must be furious.
So how much should Tony Blair be on then?
Tony Blair should be on a million a year.
At
of
least.
Course he should. He runs the damned country. There are people who run small organisations who are getting a million a year. There are people who are running organisations badly that used to be a part of the public purse. That's not quite right, is it? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Used to be part of the great machinations that make up this wonderful, used to be great country of ours. They're getting a million a year. Tony runs the country, of course. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Savile, he should be getting a million a year.
He should definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Is Jimmy Savile still alive?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Would you like to check while I hold?
Okay.
He's going to run himself into the ground. He should take a break. You know, for the sake of himself and everybody else, he should take a break. Is he still doing that show with the cigar and the funny chair?
No.
I bet you don't even remember that. You're too young.
Jim will fix it.
Jim will fix it, yeah.
No, I don't remember it.
And my request was for that show to get canned. And you know what? Jim fixed it.
Talk Radio. The station that lets you have your say to the whole of the country. National Talk Radio. Your station of the year.
There's a good argument for listening.
Hold it now.
I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Nick Abbott.
No.
Right in. Pre-call 0500 1053 89.
Yeah, exactly.
Punk night all night long, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Hut. Blimey, the quality of this audio is dreadful. This is the second record that was Stiff Records ever released, and I have it in vinyl form, and no matter how much you ask, you can't have it.
No, can I have it?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Oh, go on.
What is this, The Simpsons? This is, actually awful, isn't it?
If you think this is bad, you should hear some of
the... Are you sure you got the right side?
Yes, I checked. Side A.
Between the Lines by the Pink Fairies with Larry Wallace. I'm a police car. Of course, that track, much, much better than this. But this has such a great cover. Which doesn't work on radio. I'll hold it up there. Can you see that? Can you see that?
Yeah, and we can't hear you,
yeah.
So it's an added bonus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you must go and search it out just for the cover alone and not for what's inside, because that's crap. So there it is, Between the Lines, the Pink Fairies. It could only get better than this. 0500 1053 89. It is a freak all. And the fax number and the email address are, they're there on the screen. Take a look. Here's one in Dundee. Hello.
Hello.
Phil.
Hello, Nick.
Phil.
Yeah, I just thought I'd phone in and say thank you for playing Spiz Energy last Friday.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, that's okay. Could you play it again tonight?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Did Spiz Energy come off your compilation?
No, I have several compilations of several albums, and it's... playlist. This isn't a request show.
No, it's not a request show.
It's not a request show.
It's not a music show either.
Yeah, but I've got a couple of requests anyway.
Yeah.
Have you got a song called Alternative Ulster by Stiff Little Fingers?
Alternative Ulster.
Yes, I do. Not with me, at home. Eventually, I'll get round to it. Assuming I stay here long enough.
Yeah, I know you've got Clark Kent. Don't care.
And now we're going to have you scheduled that in this evening's program, then, Kev. You use this great gong.
It's playlisted.
Is it
this evening?
Brilliant. At some point, you will be leaping around the squalor that you call your home.
Yeah, that's right. But can you play the instrumental break?
No.
Because he says something during the instrumental break.
Is it
something like suck my socks?
Suck my socks.
Something like that, yeah.
Well,
so there you go.
And now you give me an idea of what to do for the rest of the evening. Thanks a lot, Phil. Was there more? Huh?
Just before I go,
yeah.
Can I say hello to Preston?
I think you just did. As bizarre as that might be. Here's Aid, who can't get laid.
Hi, Nick. Can you play that one that goes da 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 da?
Sure, why not? You sound like one of those annoying people who walks into a record store. Have you got the one that goes moo moo moo?
Where the CDs as well?
What?
Where are the CDs, then?
Did anybody hear that?
No.
What did you say?
Where are the CDs?
Where are the CDs? Right, okay, yeah. I used to work in a record store, and you'll be standing literally in the middle of the store, surrounded by, a couple of million CDs, and somebody will, without exaggerating at all, will come up and say, excuse me, where are the CDs, please?
Sorry about that, Nick.
Anyway, what's up, Aid?
Yeah, I mean... Passport photos. You're a bit worried about your photos.
Passport photographs. Yes. Mm. Don't absolutely flat out don't like them. Those little booths that no. Mm.
But you're a professional photographer. Well, not professional. But you're professional at having your photos, can't you?
Well, I had my photograph taken here and at the other place, and they give you a contact sheet. Of little photographs to choose from, and of course you've got the full makeup on, you've got the lights and the I thought Russ laughed. You get makeup when you take any other photograph.
I don't speak with makeup.
Yeah, well, it's pretty scary. But in a photograph, it doesn't actually look like you've got much makeup on. And so I thought that would be a good thing to have on my post on my passport, because the last picture I had would when they open it up at passport control, they just leap back as though there was a spider or something in there. What the hell? Although I did see a picture of Sick Boy yesterday that almost made me puke on the spot.
But it don't look like you, does it? Don't you find that your passport purchase?
No, it looks like a really spotty bloke just got in there just before you and you've got his pictures instead.
Yeah, a freak. Mark's got me to thinking, if a freak went and had his top, would it make him look normal?
I don't know, Aid. As soon as you get the photographs developed, why don't you let us know? 0500 1050 389. It is a free one. Here is a call in Newcastle.
Hello there.
Peter.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Excellent. I went to see Ian Dury last night in the Blockheads.
You did?
Yeah, and just thought I'd give you an update. It was excellent.
Ha ha.
He's still daft as ever. He's looking pretty poor, mine, I must admit, but he's still daft as ever on the stage.
And I believe he's on the Jules Holland show this evening.
Is he?
That missed him, yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. But he was very good live last night. Played all his old favourites and some off the new album, which you gave away last week.
Yeah. Did we actually give that away?
Well, I was going to read about that. I read in the paper somewhere that most competitions on radio, very few prizes actually get the people who win them.
Where did you read that?
I can't remember now, but if this is true, you could send it to me, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Where did you read that?
Oh, I can't remember now. It was some statistic in some boring paper I read when I was bored at work.
Yeah, bound to, yeah.
But
do any of the prizes actually get to the people that win them on this station, Kev? Not if you don't have anything to do with it.
Well, I don't send out the prizes, Nick.
I know you don't, even when I request you to.
But can I just say, though, actually, I know you wouldn't send it anyway, so I've been out and bored it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. And what did you learn in school today?
I can't say that, but one thing for you which might be interested, he's still daft as ever and throwing things out to the crowd.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got like a bag which he throws things out. And there could be a quality issue here. One of them, you know them free Frisbee things, those talking toys, the new ones?
No. Oh, Furbies.
Yeah, we were talking about them the other day.
Yeah.
Apparently they never die. Well, he got one out of his bag and it wouldn't even squeak.
He killed it.
Well, he didn't even say anything, so he just chucked that in the audience.
All right,
well.
Good for him. All right, thanks a lot for the update, Peter.
It was excellent.
0500 1053 89. He is excellent. Everybody should go and see him and buy his CD and all that manner of business in it, because he is your actual real diamond. And it's, furthermore, it is a London thing. We've been through this, Kev. This is edited badly. How many times do I have to ask you to do stuff before you'll actually go and do it? Listen.
Oh, no, that one's broken.
Oh, yeah.
The rest are all
there'll
better.
There'll be some excuse, I know it.
No, the rest all sound really good now, and crisp and clear and
right.
Everything.
Why doesn't this one?
Mm-hmm. Because it's broken.
Yeah. Fix it.
Okay.
When?
Well, not at this time exactly.
Right, it's just later. In other words, when I play it again, it'll still be broken. And do you have my David Letterman tape today? No.
Might have.
No, you don't.
I might have.
You don't.
I might have.
Where is it?
It might be in my bag at the other end of the building.
I bet it isn't.
It might be.
Okay, well, go and get it then.
I said it might be. I didn't say it was.
No, in other words. God. You are fired right after the show. Here's one in London. Hey. Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you?
All right.
So what's with the David Letterman thing? Are you pinching his material or what?
Pinching his material? No, I don't have satellite, so I can't see it. Kev does, and has the ability to tape it for me every night. And I've been asking him for, about a year now? And so far I had two episodes from him.
Oh, that's just pathetic.
I know.
The guy is on,
every single day. 5 days a week.
Well, John, why don't you send Nick a tape of it then?
Look, I will tape it, and I will send Nick a tape.
There you go.
I guarantee you.
Bless you, John. See, that's all you had to do, Kev. Just do it.
Mr. Rabbit.
How you've got so far is you've got so far because of my generosity. If it weren't for me, you'd still be carting up adverts down the end there, sitting on your comedy stool with your headphones stuck to your head all day, not doing this quality professional show like what we're doing here, innit?
Nick, thank you, sir. May I have another?
I think your mate there is one of these people who go to bed at night thinking, how the hell did I get this job?
Yeah.
How did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find me out soon.
Everybody else in the building thinks that.
They'll sack me. They'll realize that I'm not really qualified for it.
No, he's under the opinion that he is qualified for it, and this then he's above and beyond what we're actually doing here. In fact, he should be doing, the positions should be reversed, and I should be the one running the desk and stroking my comedy beard.
He requires
and he should be the one sitting here with his name on the show. What's that?
He requires to be disabused of that misapprehension as soon as possible, I'd say.
I'll say I'm going to disabuse him to death.
In fact, let me come in and disabuse him personally, and I'll take over.
Bring your own rod of iron. Thanks a lot, John.
Listen, before you let me go, I just want to talk about England and this topic of today.
Yeah.
And I think one of the amazing thing about the broadcasting today is that no one seems to have picked up on the fact that the English have won the greatest accolade in humanity, in the history of humanity, and that is that they have dominated the world in terms of language. In fact, they've won the colonial war. Their language, the English language, is the dominant language in the world. It's the most popular language anywhere in the world to learn, apart from their native language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think English people should see themselves as winners for that reason. English people, I mean, not Scottish and Irish and Welsh people, but purely the English people, because they have won out in the great battle of world domination, in the only way that can be possibly applied, that is in language, they have won. The English people have won. And as an Australian, coming here, and actually as a person who lives in a place other than England, where English language is, of course, the dominant language, I feel I'm entitled to express that opinion.
And you did it a lot more precisely and concisely than most English people could. Thanks a lot, John.
All right.
We win! Is that an English word? Hallelujah?
Probably not.
Here's some English words. This is what made England great. Kev, are you still upset with me now? Are you going to be, you've got the hump all night long?
Sorry, what are we talking about?
Ah, the Stranglers. I found that this first album was quite difficult to listen to in full because the bass is so heavy. It gives you a headache after a while. That's Jean-Jacques Brunel. Something Better Change by the Stranglers. That was from Rattus Norvegicus, or was a standout single on its own, or what?
Yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah.
I see. Enough. 0500 1053 89. It is a free call. We've got a really good giveaway coming up in a minute with IKEA. We'll do that in a while. First of all, I'm going to take this mobile in Coventry. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Nick. I'm rightly thinking you're the font of most knowledge and you can settle most disputes, am I not?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, at work I'm making up some Trump cards at the minute, James Bond Trump cards, for us to while away the hours. And someone, I'm almost finished doing them, and then someone suddenly pipes up that, will I be sure to include Casino Royale and Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, in the Trump cards?
No.
And it's a huge debate as to whether those two films belong in there.
It's a mass debate?
It is a huge mass debate, yes.
Really?
And we've asked Alistair Wankel in Moscow about it. He couldn't help us.
Really? I would have thought that he'd be quite forthcoming in that respect.
You would have imagined. The thing is, I said they just simply aren't James Bond films. And then someone brought up a good point that with the Trumps go, you do villains, sidekicks, incidental characters, and then there's you do a Trump card of maybe a car or a gadget or stuff. And in both of those movies, they've got some great things to offer, you know, vis-a-vis the Trump cards. The more Trump cards, the better. So what do you think on that?
I think that you should be a purist and stick to your guns and 86 them.
No, hang on a minute. Now, Casino Royale is the first James Bond book ever written anyway. So well, that comes from original source material.
That may be so, but has anybody seen Casino Royale in there?
Yeah.
Is it anything to do with the book? Do they follow the book?
Yes, very loosely based on the plot, I think.
Ah, now, there's another point. Now, listen to this. You know the Spy Who Loved Me? The Roger Moore one, where he skis off the cliff in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Great stunt.
Fantastic. Amazing stuff. There's a story behind that. But the book that was based on, I read that out of interest. Now, the film, let me remind you, is about a shipping magnate who steals nuclear submarines and tries to start a war between America and Russia so that he can build an underground under-the-sea kingdom, yeah?
That's a bad thing, is it?
Now, listen, do you know what the book is about? Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
The book is about a teenage girl working at a little motel out in the middle of nowhere in America, and two hoodlums come along to burn down the hotel for an insurance job, and James Bond stays the night, has sex with a girl, and saves her from two mob hoodlums.
Wow.
Now, Casino Royale is emphatically, definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, closer to the book source material than The Spy Who Loved Me, which is a classic Bond.
I refer you back to my previous answer, Michael. You don't include those two movies.
This is not Prime Minister's Question Time, and this is not the BBC.
Yeah, if you want my opinion, there it is. Don't include those two crappy films.
Crappy films?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
The thing with James Bond movies, especially lately, is that it's the same damn movie over and over and over again.
The last one was shocking, wasn't it?
Terrible. In fact, everything since Roger Moore stopped doing it has been awful.
And
the reason is because it doesn't matter what the movie's called or what it's supposed to be about. It's the same thing. They're virtually speaking the same lines and acting the same way in the same scenes with the same scenery. You know, it'll be somebody close to James Bond of the organization will get killed at the beginning. And then he goes to somewhere like Monte Carlo or, Switzerland or, you know, something like that. And you'll meet a good-looking woman who, it turns out, what a shock, she's a bad guy. And he doesn't have to kill her, but he has sex with her right at the end, you know, in a boat that's in the middle of the Atlantic with no hope of being picked up. But, big surprise, his mobile phone goes, and it's M saying, "Where the hell are you, James?" And he says, he's just dropped back in from space, okay, and the boat's in the middle of the land, and he's just, "So I'm re-entering now. Ho, 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 the end." James Bond, and then the thing that says, "James Bond will be back in the same old crap called something else in a year's time."
That's actually what it said at the end of the last film.
Yes. But before that, they go to the same set in Pinewood Studios, that great big box of a set, where the bad guy has got a bazillion guys with machine guns, none of whom can aim for cheese. Because a million bullets go off, and the only ones that ever get killed are the bad guys, right? And then James Bond's firing at them with a catapult with peas in it, and they're falling like ninepins. And it's usually full of water, or something like that, and there'll be a monorail, and, the bad guy will slip away into some, fortress part of it, and try and, get away in the escape pod, and he's foiled in that attempt, and that's when the James Bond goes and attempts re-entry. It's the same damn film every single time. Rubbish. And the last two times I've been to a James Bond film, it was because the reviews say, "Oh, this is James Bond, just like it used to be. It's great. The stunts, the script, it's hilarious." And no. awful, and you just want to tear your hair out because you've just spent 7, 8, 9 quid, you know, which is how much it costs in London. Unbelievable. Seeing the same rubbish that you swore blind you'd never pay money to go and see last time. So I urge you never to go and see a James Bond film unless they advertise on this station, in which case it's probably great and everyone should see it. Is that quite clear, Michael?
Nick, I agree with all of that, but I can't believe you thought Austin Powers wasn't a good movie.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, you must see Austin Powers.
Must I?
Oh, wait a minute. Objection, Your Honor. You're telling me that you're kicking that out and you haven't even watched the source material.
Austin Powers is not a James Bond film.
Austin Powers is more a James Bond film than Tomorrow Never Dies.
Is anybody in that film called James Bond?
No.
No, okay. Wasting my time talking to this man. James Bond, are we taking a break now?
No, you have to do that nice read thing about this big competition we're going to do.
I'm not reading it, Kev, I'm making it up.
Sorry, you have to make up some stuff about this competition.
Okay.
Now that's what I call English on Talk Radio with IKEA.
All right, all this week, Talk Radio's got together with IKEA to give away thousands of pounds worth of prizes in a competition called Now That's What I Call English. It's all about your personal definitions of what it means to be English. Whether you're embarrassed or proud of the English attitude to life, we'll find the perfect prize for you. Like today, Scott Chisholm talked to Gillian from London. It was a London thing, Kev.
In it?
Yeah. Who loves her boyfriend's collection of original 1950s English flying ducks, which are now on display on her kitchen wall. That sounds quite good. In a sort of knowing, ironic way. She should call up that wallpaper magazine. They'd be thrilled. And they've got a 5-star weekend at a Grade 2 listed Lower Slaughter Manor, which is where they kill all the cows. No, it's not. It's somewhere else. It's in Gloucestershire. Oh, how lovely. Where the traffic has to stop to let the ducks cross the road. Really? I didn't know that. Unfortunately, I don't have any ducks lined up at the moment. Here they are. Crossing the road. Sweet. Tasty. Peter Diddy spoke to John from Shropshire, who is irritated by the English attitude of drivers who refuse to pay attention to the weather conditions and drive badly in the rain. Here comes Eurythmics again. So we're sending him and a partner on a day's rally driving course, where he'll learn handbrake turns and skid control on a loose surface rally stage. How cool's that? And we'll be talking to our next contestant just before 8 o'clock.
Now that's what I call English. All this week on Talk Radio with IKEA. They're Swedes, aren't they?
I don't believe I've heard this since I bought it. Well, not for a good 15 years or so. This is on Stiff Records as well. I will sound like a jazz DJ in a minute. The catalogue number is off 4. So the A side is off 4A. Get it? It's The Realists and I've Got a Heart. 1978. And I don't know anything about it at all, other than it's
not very good.
Really mediocre, yeah. Well, I didn't check the quality of them when I was picking them. It's not like Carol.
I'm just checking the quality.
Not like that. I just picked a bunch and brought them in.
Well, you
gave them to Kev, which was probably a big mistake because he scratched them out of them.
I didn't scratch them. Now, I mean, it's fair to say we used them as coasters, but. That's different.
You are a dead man.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Are you still there, Michael? No good. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is, let me see who's been waiting the longest. Let's be totally fair about this. It's Gillian. She's in West Drayton. Hello.
Hello.
Gillian.
Derek.
Who?
All right.
Derek.
How are you?
I'm okay. Derek's great too.
Derek Fatchett.
Thanks for asking.
I've got a question for you.
By the way, on my keyboard thing here, Derek Fatchett's name is actually written up there. I'm sure that's not how you spell it, Kev. I'm absolutely sure that's not how you spell his second name.
No. Oh, oops.
Gillian.
Yes. Is there a connection between Mansfield and lobster?
Well, we're about to find out.
Why? What?
Well, is this like a quiz now?
No.
You need an A to Z to figure out where your mind's going, Gillian. What the hell are you talking about, dear?
Right. I had lunch today. It was an Indian.
Yeah.
And I was eating lobster.
Lobster?
Yes.
Lobsterismus.
No, lobster macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice, and it's my favourite food.
Of course.
And my maiden name is Mansfield.
Is it?
And the person who I was sitting with was laughing when they found out that my maiden name was Mansfield and that my favourite food was lobster.
Right.
And when I said why, they said, ask your husband. And my husband's working away, so I can't ask him. So I've got to ask you.
Well, I don't know. Kev, is a man's personal hair called a man's field.
What?
And would you call, like, if he had crabs, would they, like, really big ones, would they be lobsters?
What?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Nick?
Yes.
What's the worst job you ever had?
Well, it involved lobsters and
rectum.
Exactly.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
It's a condition called lobsterismus, bumbicismus.
What are you on about?
Derek and Clive Live.
Oh, I've got Derek and Clive Come Again. But not Derek and Clive Live. Is it on that?
It's on Derek and Clive Live, yeah. Derek and Clive Come Again. Well, if you have it handy, just stick the needle on anywhere and turn the volume up really loud. Go ahead.
I don't have it.
It'll be the last show we ever do.
No.
So what are you up to, Gillian?
Nothing. I'm just listening to your show.
Are you in the bath?
Pardon?
Are you in the bath?
Yes. Why?
I don't know, it just seems a bit perverse to call somebody from the bath.
Well, no, it's not. Because
are you
actually
completely naked?
No, I've got a wetsuit on. Okay. Completely naked. Yes, it's not because the radio.
Because that would be disgusting.
The radio's crap in the bath.
The radio's so crap in the bath?
Yes, so I can listen to the radio on the thing. But I heard your show the other night and you said you lived in Hillingdon. And I've never been able to place your accent. It's sort of vague.
Yeah.
But there is an accent there. So where are you from?
Well, a lot of people who meet me first time think I'm Australian.
No.
What do you mean?
Are
no?
you West Country or something?
No, I was born in London and then I moved all over everywhere. Here, there and everywhere, baby. In Kent, Swindon, Chelmsford, where else?
Hillingdon.
But yeah, that came later.
I was going to say when and why.
Edinburgh, Hillingdon, well, it's near Brunel University.
I know.
And that's where I went and I spent, so Hillingdon is near there, so that's why I said I live there.
Oh, right.
I live near there.
Oh, right.
Is that good enough for you?
Yes, I suppose.
Damn,
Nick,
you're so
have
demanding.
You got?
Nick, Gillian.
Yes?
We know about Mansfields and lobsters, and it's exactly what we were referring to.
Is it really?
What's the worst job you ever had?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Kev?
Fishing lobsters.
Yeah.
In the bath.
Well, the sketch goes, removing lobsters from Jane Mansfield. You see?
Oh, yeah.
So we were right.
Right.
There we were, larking around, and we were actually correct.
Yeah.
And the Bermuda Triangle.
You're looking down and you're seeing the Bermuda Triangle. Is that what you said, Gillian?
Is that Joan Collins, the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know, but maybe maybe you should go buy a depilatory. 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. Get on with your bath, dear.
No.
Yes.
Have you got Eloise by the Dan?
Have we got Eloise? I did have it once, but the cream took care of it. Thanks for asking. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. What are we doing now, Kev?
You can take another call, or you can, I don't know, read something, but we're going to take a break.
You don't care.
Or optionally.
Here's a woman called Liz.
Hi, Nick, it's Liz from Wellington.
I know that.
I know, you know. Listen, I was going to ask you, have you ever had your gallstones taken out?
No.
Well, why not?
Because they've never given me any jib.
Oh, right.
I don't believe I've had gallstones.
You know what I really wanted to ask you, actually?
What?
Did you see, on ITV, it was pretty awful.
What?
Did you see that programme about that able seaman, Fellatio Hornblower?
Fellatio Hornblower?
Very good, was it?
Is that what you said?
No.
Liz, you are a very bad woman. That's what I thought you said.
No.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was really overrated. You know what you're saying about the James Bond films?
Yeah.
I really agree with you on that.
Of course.
But, you know, the critics said about that Hornblower thing that was really good and it was brilliant and everything. And I don't think they were watching the same thing as me.
Well, perhaps it was really good in comparison with the trite that was on, you know, all of the other channels at the time.
Did you hear the bit in it when Robert Lindsay said, "Damn your impudent sir." That was really, you know...
Perhaps they spoke that way then, damn it.
They didn't all say that every other sentence, though, did they?
Well, I don't believe that they did either. Damn your impudence, Liz.
Anyway, nice to talk to you.
It was.
See you again.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
0500-1053-89. So we're going to have Larry Wallace police car coming up soon.
I haven't even seen a police car.
I've been sitting looking at that. It's on one of my little button things here. But I'll never use that, ever, ever, ever. So I'll just use it once before I ask you to get rid of it. Oh. That doesn't work.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'm pressing it. Nothing works.
Oh, good.
We have a system that has crashed. I haven't seen a police car crash the system. Damn it!
Oh.
Let's try.
I
have
it.
Whoa.
Oh, good
crap. Wow. That was... Talk about perfect timing. Man.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Can take a break.
That was incredible. I think the machine needs to take a break.
Now that's what I call English on Talk Radio with IKEA.
Well, this week, Talk Radio's got together with IKEA to give away thousands of pounds worth of prizes in a competition called Now That's What I Call Ingerlish. It's all about your personal definitions of what it means to be English. For example, in 1961, Sir Thomas Beecham, the English conductor and opera impresario, wrote, "The English may not like music, but they absolutely love the noise it makes." Whether it's in praise or despair of Englishness, we want you to join in the debate all week. People have been registering to take part in Now That's What I Call English. Here is a woman called Paula from Aberdeenshire. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Hi.
Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in a minute we'll play the competition. First, what is your idea of something that is typically English?
Brighton Pier and a bucket and spade holiday.
Oh. Is Brighton by the seaside?
I have no idea. Nothing there.
Well, think, woman. Of course it is. Brighton Pier. Where does the pier go? It's not by the seaside.
I'm joking.
It goes into the sea, doesn't it?
Well, it might not.
Well, it does. Trust me. Right, we're going to send you £100 worth of IKEA vouchers for your definition of Englishness. As vague as it was. We've also arranged the perfect mystery prize for you. All you've got to do is answer three of the following five questions correctly. Are you ready to play our little game, Paula Fox?
Yeah.
Which English town boasts the world's longest pleasure pier? We're back to this. Is it A, Southend, or B, Brighton?
Southend.
Southend is the correct answer. Which punk band in 1977 sung "Walking Down the Beaches Looking at the Peaches"? Was it The Stranglers or The Tourists?
The Stranglers.
Is the right answer too? Got to get one more right from these, okay? Ready?
Okay.
Are you enthused, Paula?
Yeah.
Okay, now, America is taking over England in all manner of various and different ways, including what we eat. What three things will you find in a BLT sandwich filling? Is it beef, lettuce and tuna, or bacon, lettuce and tomato?
Bacon, lettuce and tomato.
Hallelujah! She wins! All right, Talk Radio and IKEA are sending you and your family to Nottingham, the most inland English city, which is furthest from any beach. But you will need a bucket and spade because we're going to send you for a long weekend to Centre Parks in Sherwood Forest, which has built its own private beach as part of a children's adventure park, along with subtropical swimming plaza and all the other leisure facilities. We're going to give you £200 to spend while you're there. Congratulations, Paula. We're playing now. That's all right. We're playing That's What I Call English with IKEA all day as part of English Day on Talk Radio. The next opportunity to win is with Mike Allen after 10 o'clock.
Now that's what I call English. All this week on Talk Radio with IKEA. They're Swedes, aren't they?
Okay, here's Mobile in Perth. Let's take him straight away. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right.
How come I didn't get to play the English game then? Is
because,
that because
I... Because you're a loser, baby.
Oh, come on, man.
So why don't we kill you?
Is it because I'm Scottish?
So, what's up, Alan?
Oh, massive traffic jam. Just driven down from Aberdeen and I have, like, two accidents in this huge traffic jam.
Really?
And you're all meant to shuffle in and insert.
We're all meant to what?
You're all, well, two lanes of traffic. You're all meant to squeeze together and insert yourself into a single lane.
So do you often see a lot of accidents when you're driving? You've never been in an accident, Alan, but you've seen hundreds, I bet.
Yeah. And if usually, you see a junction, I'll probably be the next one.
Yeah, usually in your rear view mirror. Okay,
so where's Elizabeth from Cheddar, then?
I don't know. Perhaps she's eating some cheddar cheese.
We're missing her.
With cream on, deep fried. Can only help your weight loss as part of a calorie-controlled diet. Okay, well, hold your breath. Maybe she'll call. Thanks a lot, Alan. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel and whatever the hell the other song went. We should call up Tony Blackburn. He'll know. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road and keep your parts to yourself. Is that how it went? Keep your zip fly done. Was that Nikki the Psycho Newsreader?
Yeah.
I thought she was going off. I thought she was off.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, I'm not here tomorrow, dear.
No, I
care
neither
tomorrow.
Am I here tomorrow.
I think she's going la-la.
No, I did say to you, said to me, are you here tomorrow? And I said yes, but I'm not here next week. You need to have your ears cleaned, Nick.
So aggressive.
Because you're not listening.
I thought this judo thing was supposed to take aggression out of you, not
oh,
to make
does.
You more kind of... It does? It does?
I'm injured at the moment, so I can't train.
Oh, good. Where did you get injured? In the judo ring?
I was competing, yes.
You were?
Yeah.
What belt are you?
Black.
You're a black belt?
Yes.
I was not informed about this. I've been rude.
It's not the kind of thing I sort of tell people when I meet them, you know.
I've been rude to this woman. She's a black belt, for crying out loud. Kev, what the hell are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be looking after my welfare?
I'm going to give Kev lessons.
I've been rude to a black belt in judo. Are you insane?
Well, I wanted to whoop your ass, frankly.
What are the odds on that? We should chase it. You should chase me all around the radio station.
Chase
me, chase me.
I haven't got any energy tonight. I'd rather not.
If I poke you, will you chase me?
Only if you poke me hard enough.
Okay. Cut the Keystone Cops music, 0500 1053 89. What kind of news have we got tonight?
Lots of news.
I want to hear the news.
Silly news. Miracle news.
That's right. Miracle news. Great. This will be excellent.
I've got like lots of miracle news.
Okay,
I've had to sort them out.
All religious fanatical nuts who are listening to this program, pay attention during the news because that is aimed at you.
Maybe there'll be a secret message there if you play it backwards. Who knows?
Nikki, Liz, what?
I think Nikki's had too much to drink.
Have you?
I haven't had anything to drink today.
Are you drunk on the air again?
No.
I know. Unbelievable.
It is amazing. Where's our chocolate brownies?
Oh, they're outside. I'll bring them in after the news.
Yeah, I think she's been eating brownies of a suspicious nature.
That's libel.
I want to hear the story about the bloke who lost a bazillion pounds with a press of his button.
Oh, that's in there,
yes. Is it? Excellent.
It is indeed.
Okay, so get ready to pause while you're reading that.
Okay.
But you do that so fashionably anyway. That's why we love you. Okay, let's take one before we go to the snooze. Here's one in Worthing. Hello, Lee.
Yeah, Nick, about this Austin Powers, James Bond stuff, mate.
Yeah.
There's only one reason for watching it. The women.
For?
The women.
The women.
Of course.
You'll be able to get them in many and various other ways. You don't have to spend 2 hours of your life watching that crap.
Well, you know, I mean... Some of us are sad, mate.
Some of us are desperate, that's right.
Absolutely.
I include myself in amongst them.
Well...
But even I won't be watching Austin Powers because it's got terrible reviews.
It is absolute tosh, Nick. I saw it Sunday night with a couple of friends and blimey, I think we're all asleep by the end of it.
Okay.
But there's one good reason for watching it.
Yeah?
Liz Hurley's good right hand material.
Talking of absolute tosh, yes, there was an absolute tosher. Thanks, Lee. 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. Here's one more, and then we'll take the news, and we'll go away, come back. It's in Dumfries. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
You know you've been advertising your internet site on the thing, and I actually remembered the address.
Yeah.
And with a little help from a kid who's an anorak, I got into the site, and I saw your picture. Now, that's not you. It cannot possibly be you.
How come? How no?
It looks like something from a 1970s film.
Which one?
I don't know, a really bad one. Probably a Danish one or something like that.
I'm a porno star. Hooray!
That Mike Dickon, he's scary, though. He really is.
Blimey, I wondered what you said for a moment there. That Mike, because the only syllable you really stressed was the second one.
And he was in the same film.
And right after I said porno star, I was on a whole different wavelength. Please try and control yourself,
that
Kenny.
That is not we're your actually, picture.
We're actually live on the air. It is my picture, but it's of my, rear end. That's the only thing. Sorry about that.
And now for the miracle news. And because they happen so frequently, I'm just going to give you my top three. In at number three, hundreds of people in 1993 gathered around a sycamore tree in Connecticut that had the image of Jesus on the cross on it. Number two, in 1995, a farmer in Australia claimed to have witnessed the materialization of Christ's face on a slab of granite.
Yeah.
And number one, the best manifestation happened in Bradford, where a cleaner was blessed with Christ's face when it appeared in her duster when she'd finished polishing.
No.
And Christianity isn't the only miraculous religion. Signs of Allah have appeared in an aubergine in Bolton, a melon in Singal, a tomato in Huddersfield, and a fish in California.
Makesh Alak Makarakesh.
Talk Radio satellite weather, very windy everywhere tonight with rain spreading southeastwards from northern England. Sunshine and showers in the south tomorrow, very cold and windy in the north with more rain for Scotland. The overnight low will be between 4 and 8 degrees centigrade.
It's too darn hot.
It will be where I'm going, thank goodness, tomorrow.
No.
Talk Radio news time, it's 8:04.
Award-winning Talk Radio across the UK on 1053 and 1089 AM. KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
Who would take the job of the England coach? Seriously.
I wouldn't want the job being England coach. Get enough grief working with you.
Not many papers actually had this. What was that? Was that my phone? My phone is crap. Don't ever buy...
Don't send.
Newts?
E-W-T-S. I've got a collection at the bottom of my garden and I recognise crystal newts.
Should the Yuri Spoonbender be in on this? Tell me you're watching Animal Hospital because I won't believe you. Rolf? Of course, Sick Boy is known for rolfing in cabs. You should go see that movie Elizabeth. I saw that last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's with the footballer, isn't it?
Eric Cantona, yeah. He doesn't have a big part.
Right, well...
At least that's what they say in the changing room.
You're such a bundle of joy, you are.
I wonder what she was going to call you there.
Nick Abbott.
Oh, we had fun then, didn't we?
We did. We did.
Say it.
We did. We did. We did. We did.
That's the only thing I have of you on my hot keys. That's the thing about my keys is they're so hot.
I have nothing further to say.
Oh, great.
It makes a change, doesn't it?
It's a dream come true. You know what we want for the next hour?
Oh, what?
Beard news.
Beard news.
Absolutely.
I've got to say, you nearly made me corpse on air. I have only once in my entire career lost it during a news bulletin.
Almost, yeah. I've been trying and trying and trying. And I think the thing that did it was...
Oh, I pushed the wrong number because I'm an idiot.
Yes, it did.
Aha.
It was very, very close.
Close, but no cigar.
No, not yet. The day you make me corpse, I shall just probably give up and cry or something. I don't think you can do it, actually.
Well, I'm pissed off!
You can carry on trying, though.
I'm sure we can.
Actually, I'm not even going to tempt fate and say anything further. Right, beard news.
But have you ever made any, like, really embarrassing mistakes on it? Like when discussing, I don't know, sheep off the top of my head?
No.
Never?
I know somebody who did.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that? Honestly, I have to lead him sometimes by the nose.
Dick, sheep, dick, dip. It was a what? Sheep, dick, sheep, dick, dip. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I thought he said, yeah. Hold yourself just slightly above the... go to as though you're about to get up, and just hold yourself about 6 inches above the seat.
Oh, it's Friday.
Does that count?
Now, but it's fair to say that if you heard that again during a bulletin, for example, then you'd probably just start laughing.
Okay, so wait for that in the next bulletin.
No, because I'm a professional, and I would be able to control myself.
Yeah, you are a trained professional. I don't think you're controlling yourself too well now, dear.
How do you put up with him?
I have no idea.
You work with this man by choice?
Well...
Yes.
Yes.
But...
Not on purpose.
Okay, there she was. Nikki, the psycho newsreader. Hooray!
Hooray!
Oh, 500. 10, 50. Oh, yeah, where are you going?
Turkey.
Don't go to Turkey.
No, look, I can't. I'm going.
Okay, then.
This time tomorrow, I'll be, like, extremely...
Dead.
On the... Oh, God. Oh.
But have a nice time.
I will.
A relaxing time.
Yeah. Worrying about whether or not I'm going to get shot. Mm.
So it's 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is one in Norwich. Hello, Stuart. Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart. Stuart.
Yep.
Too late. Here's one in Paisley. It's a woman called Shars.
Hello.
Oh, it's a little girl called Shars. Hello, Shars.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Shars?
My mum says you get an evil laugh.
An evil laugh?
A wicked laugh.
Oh, well now, which is it? Wicked or evil?
Wicked.
Now, does she mean by that I am a nasty person, or that I just, cheeky?
I don't know. Probably cheeky.
Well, can you check for me? Is she there?
Yes.
Which is it?
The Alaska. It's just there. Right, I'll put it on. I'll put it on.
Just cool.
Just what, sorry?
Just cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what your appalling daughter said. She said wicked.
Wicked,
it's
yes.
It's wicked. Cool. I think you've raised a homeboy daughter.
I've raised a what?
A homeboy daughter.
A homeboy?
Did she come from Compton? She said, wicked, guy.
Wicked?
Yeah.
Yes, wicked.
How on earth do you put up with that dreadful child?
No, she's...
She's too sweet, that's the thing is. Mm-hmm. I can envisage her with a little bonnet on and, one of those kind of Victorian children's dresses with little white buckle shoes, skipping down the street, with a basket of flowers, kind of, throwing them left and right. Too sweet.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really? She just pretends to be sweet, but in real life, she's actually awful.
She is. She
really?
Is.
Appalling, child.
Yes.
You should thrash her more.
Wicked.
Or not, as the Lord decides.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get her to play the recorder.
No, she's not doing that anymore.
Is that what she just shouted? I'm not doing that.
No, she's not doing that anymore.
Oh, go on.
So no.
Please.
No. She doesn't listen to that anymore. Doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay.
Not even if I said I'll send her some,
No, you promised her that for a month.
Didn't we ever send you anything?
No.
Didn't we? What was that? What's up with that, Kev? We didn't send her anything.
Because you said not to.
We'll send her to you. Will that do?
Great. Okay, yeah. Wrap her up. We'll watch for her at our door.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Shars, Mum.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0500 1053 89. Free call. Here is one in London. It's a London thing. Hello, James.
Hello. Don't you think South Park's crap?
No.
Why?
What a silly question.
Not funny at all.
Not funny at all?
No.
Okay, I'm sure there's many people who think that.
Simpsons is much better.
If you say so.
No, it is.
Well, like I said, if you say so. There's no defining... you can't justify what's funny and what isn't. It's just what tickles your fancy.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Kev will be coming in here and tickling my fancy during the next break. Can't wait.
On the subject of fancies.
Yeah.
Or cakes. That's what our boss calls cakes. And Nikki, the psycho newsreader, has some cake for us.
Really?
Well, actually, she has some chocolate brownies, which aren't quite cakes.
Chocolate fondant fancies.
Yeah. The only thing is I'm slightly concerned because she might have made them herself.
Oh, blimey. What, with her own hands?
Yeah, it's kind of the equivalent to listeners sending you stuff. You know, you go, oh, thanks very much.
She'd probably been on the judo mat for, a couple of hours. With her hands in her opponent's armpits, and then without washing her hands, goes straight to home, And you know, the little chunky bits inside the actual brownie themselves, it's just like detritus from the floor of the judo, whatever you call it. What do they call them?
It's a judo thing.
Bosha, or what do they call a judo thing?
What's a judo thing called, Nick? The judo mat ring thing.
It's a basher, isn't it?
Hmm?
Tatami.
No, that's not it. Is it not a basher?
What's a basher?
What's a
basher?
Never heard of it.
You've never done judo in your life. You're making this up just to scare us, aren't you?
No, funnily enough, no, I'm not.
Now, did you wash your hands before making those brownies? Because that would be disgusting.
I did, and I cleaned the kitchen as well.
What, before or after?
I'm not going to force them on you. You don't have to have one. Both, before and after.
They do look very nice.
What, you're calling me a chicken?
Let me just try a bit, see if
Yeah, Kev has to taste all my food before. Now, are you sure that you made this? This wasn't something that somebody from outside sent
in?
It's not like a nutter who's sending us food now.
I made these with my own fair hands. I was having a really creative day and...
You were?
Yeah.
Now, was this before or after I offended you last?
It was before, funnily enough.
Because you're taking a holiday now, and if it's like a slow-acting poison, you'll be safely in another country when we all collapse and die in a heap.
Oh, I can't believe you found me out again.
Well, I've tried a bit, and I'm okay.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
They're actually quite tasty.
Are they?
They're lovely. You can't eat very many of them, because they're very rich.
I have a bad story about brownies, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, I think I can imagine.
Give them all to Nick. Let's see what happens.
I've heard a story concerning Guinness that's very similar.
I doubt it.
Well,
no. Oh, I very much doubt it.
I think you were thinking in a different line to
yes.
me. I don't think we should go any further.
Well, I didn't think we were.
No.
In fact, I thought I stopped it about 5 minutes ago,
yes,
but you still see you're dredging it back up again.
Then,
what's wrong with you, woman? I think...
What? Are you insane?
Exactly.
Actually, we should take a break rather than...
Oh, really? Okay.
Hold it now.
Nick Abbott.
So, you're a philosopher?
Ready?
Fax 0541-596979.
Oh, is this one of mine?
Nope.
Oh. What's this then?
This is the Skids.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Hey, listen, you can hear some of the ones from your batch that we've got coming up.
Oh, really?
I'm serious.
And the horror continues. When is Don't Care by Clark Kent coming on? We can all leap around and go, don't care.
Don't care. I don't know, I've lost my playlist.
I feel like I've swallowed a hair.
Have you had any of Nikki's cake yet?
Enough. No, because I need a cup of tea. It's far too dry to eat without a cup of tea, and I haven't got one, nor nothing. He said, looking pleadingly at one of the boys.
Clark Kent is coming up in an hour.
In an hour? Mm. Oh, I can't wait that long.
Well, you're just going to have to.
Ugh. I'm looking over and I'm saying...
Hello, boys.
Tea? I have so much fun with my toys. I look forward to coming in here every day. Is it Halloween yet?
Oh, no.
Trick-or-treat. You owe me a sweetie pop, asshole.
Yeah.
Can we get away with that, do you think?
I don't know. We'll find out. I can't wait till Halloween.
Hey, where do you guys see my Halloween costume tomorrow? It kicks ass.
It kicks ass.
We should all actually come into the program dressed up.
Yeah.
On Dress Down Friday. It should be Dress Up Friday.
Exactly. For us alone. And the nice ladies and gentlemen at home who could give a rat's ear what we do, you know.
Exactly.
Like nutters like Fiona. She'll probably do it for us. Hello, Fiona. Yes. Hello, Fiona.
Good evening, how are you?
Good evening, I'm all right, how are you?
Tremendous.
Hooray!
excuse me, I phoned up to support... you had a caller just now about South Park.
Yeah.
Said The Simpsons is better, because it is. And I just want to say South Park exists on its own merit. It's like you said, it's a preference, but it is funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing I've seen since Beavis and Butthead.
My brother got me into it. There's loads of animation cartoon and it gets to you.
But the thing is, with cartoons, you can do a lot more with cartoons than you could ever do with real live action people. You can get away with so much more.
Well, how many times did Acme Roadrunner kill the fox? Kill the coyote, sorry.
It never, not once.
No.
Was that a trick question? Never killed it, ever, at all, not once.
No.
No.
It's good. Anyway, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fiona. Bye. What was that called about? That's a direct question to you, sick boy, in Kev's absence.
I have
absence,
no idea.
Where is he waddled?
He's waddled off to the little boy's room.
Oh, just as long as he doesn't make me a cup of tea, because God knows what'll end up in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he's definitely not going to wipe his hands afterwards. Ugh, just the very thought of it. Icky, boo. Here's one in Mobile in London. Hello, John.
Hi, Nicky. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? It's how's things?
Fine.
I was just ringing up, really, to say about the BBC.
Let me say again, I'm doing great, John. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, and how's the team?
The team? They're okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the biscuits?
The biscuits? I haven't had one yet because I don't have a tea.
All right. Well, can you not order a tea?
I ordered one.
And?
And the sick boy turned around to me and said, get your own damn tea. And I said...
Isn't that your job?
Nah. Well, that's the influence you have.
I know, none at all. So what's up, John?
Nothing's up, John, at the moment.
Oh, that's good. So you're relaxed enough to call.
I'm plenty relaxed. So, did you hear that thing last night on James Whale?
No.
Talking about what's up, John, about the colonic irrigation. They had a woman in.
They did? A woman in where?
You missed it.
Oh, in on the show?
On the show.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think it was on the show.
I didn't have an anal probe.
But thanks for asking. So what did you call about, John?
It's gone right out of my head now. Carol McGiffin, is she there?
Is she here?
There. No, not here, there.
Yeah.
I'm here, you're there.
Yeah.
It's got on my screen, BBC.
Yes, I know. It was just to foil you. No, actually, I tell you what, I'm doing a bit of mini-cabin at the moment, and I carry around a lot of people from the BBC.
Yeah.
And they all say how brilliant it is. And you're forever saying how brilliant it isn't.
How brilliant what is?
The BBC. And their programmes.
Well, of course they would. Of course
they would. I know. I was just going to say, I wonder if you might get somebody in to represent them sometime, to give a bit of an equilibrium scenario.
No. My God, what is that?
Well, I'm already talking.
Oh, God, what's that? Take that away.
It's tea.
Get it out of here now. That is the most disgusting cup of whatever it is I've ever seen in my life. Did you pee in there?
No, of course not.
That is horrible, Kev. Seriously, he's drinking it.
It's tea.
Well, what comes out goes back in, I guess.
It's very tasty.
Oh, no, that's what goes up comes down.
It's very good for skin as well.
I'm sure it is, as long as you don't take it internally.
You sure it's not a tea tea?
A tea, well, it might be, yeah.
Or a pea tea?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
you do pea tea at school?
You hit the nail right on the head there, John. I'm thinking of taking that nail and bashing it in Kev's head. 0500 1053 89, free call. Here is one in Leicester, and it's a chap called Victor. Victor, you must be 100 years old. Victor. So old, in fact, that he's dead. Dead on arrival. And here's one in Bristol. Hello, Jim. Jim. Is there something wrong with the phones? Have I done so? Okay, they're all gone. So, like I said before, it's 0500 10 53 89. It's a free call. We'll go away and come back. Oh, finally a good one. I think this is from Scotland because it's on Zoom Records, which is out of Edinburgh, Glasgow, can't remember.
It sounds quite good at the moment, doesn't it?
This is a great track. It's called Love is Blind by Night Shift. From your beautiful Edinburgh in Scotland land. Love is like a warm wine, drink
it, treat my feet. Yeah.
See, it's a perfect pop record.
They do get worse, though.
They do?
There are some absolute corkers.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Okay, that's enough. 0500. Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Damn it! That brownie is quite nice. It's not. No, I'm not going to complain about it in any way. It's quite nice. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
It's nice, but yeah. I'm starting to feel a bit lightheaded.
You are?
Mm. And seeing, like, funny colours. Sick boys, your hair always been purple.
Little hippie comedy from Kev, who has never been to Glastonbury. Here's one in Ilkley. Hello, David.
Hello.
David.
Yeah, all those people have said South Park is rubbish. It's not, it's brilliant. Superb.
Okay, thanks for the call. Here's one in East Grinstead. Hello, Will.
Nick.
Will.
All right. I just wanted to tell you, I was driving in the car today and I accidentally stumbled across another radio station other than this one.
Oh, good.
It's one of those, hey, ones, you know.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what it is.
They go,
yeah.
It kind of went, and
how does it go, Will? You're doing the jingle.
Yeah.
How does it go?
Kind of.
Anybody any ideas in there?
No, no, no. Do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Oh, blimey. It's the one where the guy has this pretend jukebox and he goes, hey, would you like to hear? Okay, let me just pop this up right here. I think we got it. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know the one. Anyway, it's almost like he'd been listening to your show, and it's like he's copying everything you were saying. Like when you were talking the other night about how they've only got these Let's Fix Your House Up TV shows and chat shows, and what was the other thing? Oh, the fly on the wall documentary things. He's like saying everything you were saying.
Well, at least somebody else is saying it, not just me. Because for a while there, it was getting a little boring, just this lone voice in the wind. I'm not going to do that much more again. But you know what? I'll just say this one thing. You know the latest exciting program from the BBC?
Can't wait.
Can you guess what it is?
No.
Is it a fly-on-the-wall documentary?
It's a damned fly-on-the-wall documentary about a radio station in the Outer Hebrides or some place like that that's barely staffed. Gosh, how exciting that's going to be. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Also,
you know why there's so many fly-on-the-wall documentaries? That's a direct question to you, Kev. Or you, Will, whichever.
Okay, there's too many flies?
No, the reason is because it's cheap.
Oh, yeah.
It requires no script or, intelligence, really. You just open the camera and they do it for you. There's no script or the writing involved because it's just what happens. You know, any fool could do it, basically. And you don't have to pay the people that are appearing in front of the camera, so it's just cheap, stupid television. That's why there's so many of them.
Yeah, Nick, on the subject of BBC,
yeah,
you'd think that on their radio stations, they'd not have like such a restricted number of records that they play all the time. You'd think that... No, they don't have to get loads more listeners than any of their competitors because they get the same amount of money regardless of how many listeners they have.
Well, it's an ego thing, Will. You know, unfortunately, they do seem to be ratings driven, and both. I don't know anything about BBC Radio because I never listened to a single second of it of any of it, but so I can't comment. So I've got absolutely no idea. There's two sides to this argument. First of all, people like to hear what they like to hear. In other words, they like to hear songs that they know, which requires that you play the same songs again and again and again. Most people don't listen to any station for longer than, most research will say 20 minutes or an hour at most a day. And so you don't tend to hear the same songs come around over and over again. But basically, people want to turn on the radio and hear something that they know.
Right.
So there's that. But the other side of it is, and you're quite right to point out, that the BBC shouldn't actually be ratings-driven because they don't get their money from adverts. But then it turns into an ego thing. And the people that are running the radio, they want big ratings, because otherwise the press will say, wait a minute, what's this crap? Nobody's listening to this rubbish. And so it's just to keep the media off their back, and to, you know, they'll get their ego massaged by looking at the audience figures that are bigger than they would be if they actually did what they should be doing, and playing a lot of left field stuff as they do on, or used to, perhaps, I don't know, on Radio 3 and so on and so forth. But as I say, I don't listen, so I can't comment. It's apart from the fact that I just did.
One more thing.
And another thing.
Yeah, and another thing. All these samples you've got there.
Yeah.
I reckon you should challenge people to ring in, and you've got to have a conversation with them. And the challenge is for them to ask you something that you don't have an appropriate sample for to answer it, or something like that. You've got to keep the conversation going. What do you think?
I think that that was a pretty appalling suggestion, Will.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to put me on the rack here.
That was unnecessarily nasty.
In a nutshell. Thanks a lot. 0500 1053 89. Free one. It's, who shall we have? Let's have Aberdeen. It's a woman called Flora. You must be, what, 50, 60?
Sorry?
No need to apologise, Flora.
Oh, thank you. Actually, Nick, this is not a punk single, right?
What?
I was asked if it was punk, but it isn't.
What?
I wonder if you've heard of it. It's called Don't Cry for Christmas.
No.
It's by Sun Record Company, Memphis, Tennessee.
And who's... Well,
and
it's
got
buying,
a question mark for the singer. And it sounds like Elvis Presley.
Could be. Elvis Presley did the greatest Christmas song ever.
He did.
And if we are actually on at that time, it lasts for 7 minutes long, and it's a blues track. It's actually the greatest Elvis song that he ever did. And without a shadow of a doubt, no one's ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's two Christmas Elvis albums, and it's on the one that you can't get. And there's two songs that have almost the same title, and one of them isn't, and one of them is. And it's something like, I'm going to be... And it's not I'm going to be lonely this Christmas, it's something like that.
Uh-huh.
But if, when the Christmas records start coming out in, well, it'll be next week, I guess, in the record stores, they'll have the Christmas rack, you should look at the Elvis stuff, and check down the list for a 7 minute long blues track. It's without a shadow of a doubt the best Elvis song ever made, one of the best blues tracks ever made. It's great. If we're on over Christmas, if we last that long, then we should play it in full. Or not.
Well, the B-side on this one is called Dr. Xmas.
Yeah.
It's just music.
What's the purpose?
Sort of jazzy music.
Why are you telling us all this?
Well, I thought you were interested in unusual sort of discs, you know. I've had it for a long, long time.
Well, you should send it to me, Flora.
I already sent it to one DJ, and had a nice letter back saying that it did become a discussion point with many of the listeners.
Oh, good.
And intended to drop a seed of doubt, but did not go as far as to mislead. So I take it that they mean that it isn't actually Elvis.
Right, I've got no idea what the hell they're talking about, Flora. But thanks for the call. 0500 1053 89. It is a free one. Here is a call. These calls should actually be more expensive. What do you think? It's one in Cardiff. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
Paul.
Hello.
You just have to prize it out of them, don't you? What did you call about, Paul?
Can you hear me?
It sounds like you, yeah.
Oh, right. I got the impression you couldn't hear me.
Why is that?
You didn't respond to my reaction when I said hello.
Well, by saying hello, yeah, I guess that's not a response. No, I should have said, Paul, what did you call about? Please speak after the tone.
Anyway, good evening. How was your good self?
All right.
I was on the subject of dieting, actually.
You rang about the subject of dieting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, great.
For those people that are set eating, perhaps not wanting to eat while they're eating... I know that,
For the people who are sat not wanting to eat while they're eating.
What they're eating. Anyway,
anybody following this in there?
No, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay. For anyone who wants to diet, don't eat after 8 p.m.
Right, why? Because they'll shrivel up and die. Because they'll get, bloated and, raise the sheets.
Well, if you'll allow me to finish, the digestive system needs to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what keeps the individual tossing and turning at night.
Okay, and I think the first syllable at least of that is an indication of what that whole call was about. What a complete, exactly. Here's one in Camberley. It looks like a bloke called Bob. Hello.
Hiya, Nick.
Bob.
Yeah, it's Bob here. You've made me famous, mate.
Really?
Yep, you have. You made me famous. I called you last night, and we were talking about nudes.
Nudes?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I've got them. They're so crisp. And my granddaughter in here tonight, she's getting sort of ready to go to a junior disco. She was born on the 8th of the 8th, 88.
Has she come down? Has she come down? I mean, she's upstairs getting ready, right?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone?
Right, she's only 10 years old.
10? Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, born on the 8th of the 8th, 88, mate. You know, very intelligent girl. I was preparing Mum's meal, my wife's meal, and Nanny's meal, yep. And you came on.
Yeah.
And you put part of my, what we spoke about last night, on your jingle.
Yeah.
I was paying no attention, you know, busy with the meal.
Uh-huh.
And she drew my attention. Granddad, you're on radio. You're on radio. You're doing commercials.
Right.
And said she can't wait to get to school on Monday and tell her granddad is famous.
Yeah, meanwhile, she'll be in at about 5 o'clock in the morning. She'll be going, Menno, all night long. You ready for that, Bob? You ready for waiting up all night long saying, where the hell were you? You were supposed to be in at 11, and she's going to come crawling in at 5.
No, she's a good girl. She'll be in on time. But, here, Nick, these are news. I'll tell you what, it's a joke. It's a laugh, really. But I've got them, right? And the thing is, I've sank these bottles in amongst my plants, the flowers. I've got a beautiful flower garden. But this year has been horrendous for crustacean snails. Yeah.
Oh, really? What a shame. But it is a laugh. I'm thinking of sinking a few bottles right now myself. Do you happen to have any 40-proof whiskey in there, Kev?
I'm sure Nikki's got some.
Really? Well, get her in here immediately. In fact, you should lace these brownies and we'll set them alight. I'm thinking of setting myself alight. But what a nice man. Here's one in Hertfordshire. Hello, James.
Hello.
Jamie.
Yeah. Well, first thing, I don't know if you mentioned this. Do you know Bill Overton had Ian Dury on the phone this morning?
I heard about that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, these are Big Brother cameras in London. They're putting up. Reckon they can spot the criminals by the character of their face.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon it's a load of old rubbish. I reckon it's a ruse. They're using that to stop, hoping that people will fall for it and not go out and do anything.
Well, kind of like the speed trap cameras that don't have any film in them?
Yeah, and, well, I've got a few theories on that, and those shops that keep appearing all over the place saying they'll buy everything off people. That's another one, I reckon, they're in on.
Well, listen, the whole camera thing, the face recognition camera thing, it might be a ruse, Jamie, but just for safety's sake, I wouldn't ever go out without a balaclava on, okay, mate? But what a picture.
What a picture, stealing your family.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
He goes. Yeah. Talking about Elvis, he got that from Elvis.
What do you
as
know,
did Cliff Richard.
What do you know about Generation?
I can do it on both sides of my mouth.
What do you know about Generation X and Billy?
What do I know about them?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh.
He was just in a movie. I can't remember what it was.
Wedding Singer.
It was?
Yeah. Playing Billy Idol. Usefully.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he playing Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Does he still look like Billy Idol?
He
does.
With
the cross-eyed hair and the sneer and the all leather regalia going on.
He played Billy Idol in the first class compartment of an aeroplane.
Right.
Sloshed out of his head on champagne. He was actually very funny. But all he had to do was be Billy Idol, so you would expect that.
Well, that's very bad. You don't want to be sloshed out of your head on champagne in any plane at all, because it dries you out.
Well, you do if you're in first class.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You know, they have adequate medical care.
Yeah, they pump more oxygen in first class as well, despite the fact that they'll deny it.
Really?
Yeah, all the people that are in the back are starved of oxygen. They're breathing the same old... Yeah, the same old air over and over and over and over and over and over, especially on one of those long-haul flights. Can you imagine it? Especially on those big planes. Of course, you know, they don't tell you, but at the back they have, in steerage... why do they call it steerage? Because there's steers in the back there. Of course, that's what the honk is.
You're insane.
How can you say that? Insane. All right, it's 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. Here is a call in... Let's take this mobile first. Let's be fair. It's a chap called Mike. Hello.
Hello, Nick. I want to talk about South Park.
Right.
Right. I've only seen the last three episodes. I think it's so cool. It's unbelievable. And all these people say this isn't any better. They just need to get a life, obviously, because they just don't know what to talk about. Right. Will you play Kyle's mum? Kyle's mum.
Kyle's mum is a big... Don't Ooh. Say it.
I won't say it. Cause mom's a bitch, she's a big bad bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, she's a stupid bitch,
she's the boy's a bitch, she's a bitch too, all them boys and girls. Shut up, Kev.
You shut up, Nick.
Ow, it's your pinky.
Monday she's a bitch, on Tuesday she's a bitch, and Wednesday to Saturday she's a bitch, then on Sunday just to be different, she's a super king, and may I be that.
Yeah.
Golly, that isn't very nice. I'd sure like to teach him a lesson.
Have you ever met my friend Cosmo? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world, she's a mean old bitch, she has super hair, she's a bitch, 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 bitch.
What did you say?
He said that Carl's mum was a big fat bitch.
Oh, all right then.
You watch your mouth.
I'm sorry.
Please.
So, there you are. Are you happy now?
I am so happy, especially driving in this rain.
Huge amounts of happiness. Happy. Of course. Happiness. You made us all happy. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Maybe we should do a lightning round or something like that. What do you think? No. Good call. Here's one in Darlington. Hello, Dan.
Hi there.
Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about weird songs.
Okay.
I think the weirdest songs were done by They Might Be Giants.
Were they a weird band?
Oh, yeah, very weird. They did songs like Shoehorn With Teeth.
Shoehorn My Teeth?
Yeah, Shoehorn With Teeth.
Shoehorn With Teeth?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'll give you the first verse to it.
What, you're going to sing now?
I'm just going to say the words.
Okay.
The first verse was, he wants a shoehorn the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn the kind with teeth because he knows there's no such thing.
Okay, I'm going to stick with the London song. If it's all the same to you.
Yeah, it's fine.
They Might Be Giants. Weren't they Australian?
No, I think they're American.
Really?
Could you redo the, Carl's Mum's a Bitch song?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to play it again. You missed it? What? You want it on tape?
Yeah.
Illegal to tape stuff off the radio. Come off it, Dan.
Whoops.
0500 1053 89. It is a free call. Should we do a lightning round or something? The calls seem to be really slow tonight. What has happened to our audience? And I know that one night of football is not going to send them all away. Although the next 3 weeks or so, I think we're going to lose every single person we've got listening to us, because we're off more than we're on, aren't we? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Yep.
And then the following week?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then the week after?
To be confirmed.
Right. So I can't book restaurants now.
Not very posh ones.
Tuesday, Wednesday, so we're off most of next week, we're off most of the following week, we're off half, just under half of the following week, and we think we're probably going to be off most of the week after that. It's, in other words, we ain't going to be here for the whole of November, pretty much. Is that right?
No, we will be, but we'll just sort of be sporadic.
Right.
I believe. Everything's to be confirmed. Everything.
Where is the confusion?
Well, because it depends on what time the football matches start. If there's one that's
right.
4 till 7, for example, then we'll be on, because we'll be on after it.
Okay.
With post-match results and analysis.
Do you want me to analyse it for you?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Something did.
Shot by both sides. Magazine. one of the best ever. It's what a fabulous track. It's Dress Down Friday, punk all night long, and it's saying, hut! And the phone number here is 0500 10 53 89. We seem to have a real, I don't know what the hell's gone on today and yesterday. Ordinarily on this show there's a full board all night long, which is satisfying to me. We've only got six damn lines. It doesn't take much to get a full board, does it?
Maybe they've gone off you.
Yeah, probably.
I know I have.
But, you know, either I sit here and I talk to Kev all night long, or you're going to call. Here's one in London. Hello, Richard. Richard.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're talking about South Park.
Oh, can this be the last, desperate or not, this will be the last South Park call we have on the show, okay?
Can this be the last track you play from South Park? Can you play Jew at Christmas?
No. No. How is that for you, Richard? Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, we'll stay away from that one, but thanks for the suggestion.
Worth a try.
Okay. 0500 10 53 89. It's Preston. Hello, Lee.
All right there, Nick.
How you going?
Not so bad. Hey, man, I'm very impressed by this. It's the very first time I listen to this radio show. I'm quite impressed by the power of the communication, I think. Because, like, I think earlier on, there's one of my friends he phoned up from Dundee, a guy called Phil. I think he's one of my mates. And, like, I haven't heard from him in ages, and, like, I think he says hello to Preston, so he means me. This is pretty cool. I mean, I can't never afford to phone him up, so if he's listening now, hello, Phil, and it's like, it's cost me an hour, has it? I mean, it's a free call number, I'm speaking, and I can't really afford to phone him, because, like, you know, the phone bill's too, BT took too much money off me.
Well, this is fantastically, what you should do, what this whole show should be about, in fact, that's a great idea for a show, is you do the first half of the show, people who do the first half of the conversation,
right,
and in the next hour, it'll be the person who you were going to call, who call in and reply to whatever it is you said before. You just have to remember what people said, you know, in the first hour. What a fantastic idea, Lee. You and me, by this time next year, if we market this correctly, we'll be millionaires.
And it's, man, it's good, though, because people have to be on the ball, we'll be able to sort of nip out the loo and miss bits, wouldn't they? Because, like, they wouldn't know what was going on when they sort of... It'd be like ghost talking, wouldn't it? Like, sort of like ear and half a conversation. Like, when your missus is on the phone, you can only hear what she's talking about.
Lee?
No good, yep.
How about decaffeinated coffee? Have you thought about that?
No, not my own brew red wine, man. It's really kicking in now.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought red wine was supposed to slow you down.
Oh, it sort of fires. Well, I tell you what, I'm still on the high. I was at the Riverside last night in Newcastle. You see, saw the bloody Blockheads. They were a class, man. Absolutely class.
You went to see Ian during the Blockheads last night?
Yeah.
How fantastic is that?
It was a long drive, actually. We come back with some Preston to Newcastle as well. Nearly about a 300-mile round trip. And on the way back home, I got bloody pulled by the police, like, you know, sort of. Allegedly, a blue car like mine had been involved in an accident. And I thought, oh, my God. So it's sort of like... That was me, that was like great fun. 1:45 in the morning, stood in the lay-by, dying to get over to my bed before I could get back to work and, like,
that's all you
getting
mean.
Pulled over. So, like, it's been a quite eventful 24 hours. And this is great, because I can tell Phil about getting pulled by the police and how good the injury was. And, like,
without actually,
a penny, it's fantastic.
Without actually calling him up in person.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, do this every week, then?
I do this every week.
Well, can I do this every week?
Can you do this every week?
Because there's always something that happens, isn't it? Like, it's worth, like, relaying to your mates and all that.
Well, I suppose so, Lee, yeah. And especially at Christmas, okay? You can reach everybody you know.
Well, there's only no Phil, really.
Something what?
Well, I still can't afford to phone him up. I was spending my money on, like, Blockheads and, you know, things like this and speeding fines and what have you, you know what I mean? No, the red wine cost now, by the way, mate. It's only 30 pence a bottle.
30p a bottle? No wonder you're talking so fast. You must be out of your mind.
Well, slowly. When 60 pence has went down, that is it. I'm absolutely out of my mind. I'm on about 15 pence at the moment, mate.
You really do know how to live life to the full, don't you, Lee?
Oh, you do.
Never spend, that's my watchword. Never spend more than 30p for a bottle of wine. Cheers,
oh,
mate.
You brew your own, you say.
I'm brewing my own right now, and I need some sweet release. When, how long is the whole news item thing? I need to, because the toilet is way up the other end of the building. And so I need, an ad break, I need traffic, I need,
Well, there is no traffic.
Yeah.
Is
there an ad break?
No, but you'll have, Nikki, you can extend the news. Although I'm not going to let you talk to Nikki, because she's just threatened to sue me.
Why?
Because I suggested that she drinks on the air, which of course is wrong.
No, she drinks outside in the corridor there before she comes on the air.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Would you like to say something, Nikki? Oh dear.
Do you think she'll be able to control herself throughout the news?
I don't know. Should we ask her?
Yeah.
Nikki?
Open your mouth and tell us what you think. Oh, really? Can she not control herself at all? That is disgusting. please. Oh, she's making like she's going to get up. Oh, I see. That's all that was. Here's one in Fareham. Hello, Angela.
Hiya.
Hello.
I've got a bit of a request here.
A bit of a request? Which bit?
Oh, just a little bit. I was wondering, I've only ever heard you play this once before and it cracked me up, it really did. The Spice Girls, Wannabe with the Burp at the End.
Wannabe with a Burp on the End.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll hear it on other radio stations as well. They've nicked it from me.
Right.
But you want to hear the actual, real, professional, as it should be heard on radio and not acting in it business?
Yeah,
here it comes. Now, wait a minute. This is becoming a request show. I know we're desperate.
Sorry.
But I should just probably go ahead and play it anyway. Okay, deep breath in. Now, you want to hear the whole lot, don't you?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I just love it.
Yeah, it's the little things that make us laugh.
It is.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
0500 1053 89. It is a free call. Should we go screenless to the news? How long have we got?
You got a couple of minutes.
Couple of minutes. All right, screenless. Here we go. This will bring him in. Every nutter will be crawling out of the woodwork for this.
Fax and email is still open, by the way. We haven't shared the email because Mike Dickens sitting near it and we're scared of him. Ed Abbott, 2B1T at talk-radio.co.uk, or you can fax 0541 5969 79. All free material gratefully received. Thanks.
Every single paper had this about the top 10 quotes from movies, and I'm not entirely sure where they got it from. It's the Guinness Book of Film. It's just added to the debate about the best and worst films by publishing a new list of its top productions from the last 70 years, as well as turkeys and the best one-liners. Not everyone, of course, will agree with the choices, and some might think earlier offerings better than later ones, but the book editor defended the selection, saying that these lists are always subjective. Biggest turkey of all time, it says here, was Waterworld. I thought that was an okay film.
It made money eventually, though, didn't it? Because the video sales and so on...
I think you're right,
...meant that it made money.
Last Action Hero was the second biggest turkey of all time, and that was a very good film, I thought. I really liked that movie.
What was
wrong with that?
It was all right.
It was as good as, True Lies.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
No.
Definitely as good as True Lies.
No.
The Avengers, didn't see that one. Hudson Hawk, haven't seen it. Raiders of Titanic, haven't seen that. Heaven's Gate. Now, did the critics not come around in the end and say, it's a top draw film. It's just that it was too long and nobody could be bothered to sit through 3 or 4 hours of it. Something like that. And it's very slow. But critics, I think, eventually said, oh yes, actually it's quite good. Revolution. I remember that one. Ishtar. Never saw it because the reviews were so stinky.
Dreadful.
Really? Bonfire of the Vanities. There's a big stellar cast in that, wasn't there?
Bruce Willis, Tom Hanks, Melanie Griffith.
Didn't see that one either. Cleopatra, 1963. That must have been Elizabeth Taylor. I think that made a loss because the sets were so colossally huge. Famous quotes as well. We're going to have to do this after the snooze. So we'll come back and do that and all that business in it.
And now for the beard news. 40 men have been given on-the-spot punishments in Kabul for beard violations. Anti-vice squads have been cracking down on anyone violating their strict rules on facial hair and clothing. And a burglar has been caught after he left his beard clippings in a house he raided. His special trademark was to stop and trim his whiskers in every house he broke into. The DNA tests got him in the end.
He's a very disturbed little boy.
Talk radio satellite weather. Very windy everywhere tonight with rain spreading southeastwards from northern England. Sunshine and showers in the south tomorrow. Very cold and windy in the north with more rain for Scotland. The overnight low will be between 4 and 8 degrees centigrade. Talk radio news time. It's 9:03.
This is Talk Radio, the 1998 KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
Who would take the job of the England coach? Seriously.
I wouldn't want the job being England coach. Get enough grief working with you.
Not many papers actually had this. What was that? Was that my phone? My phone is crap. Don't ever buy...
Don't send.
Newts?
E-W-T-S. I've got a collection of them in my garden, and I recognise crystal newts.
Should Yuri Spoonbender be in on this?
Can I find
me you're watching Animal Hospital because I won't believe you. Rolf? Of course, Sick Boy is known for rolfing in cabs. You should go see that movie Elizabeth. I saw that last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's with the footballer, isn't it?
Eric Cantona, yeah. He doesn't have a big part.
Right, well...
At least that's what they say in the changing room.
You're such a bundle of joy, you are.
I wonder what she was going to call you there.
Nick Abbott.
Okay, here we go. It's the last hour of Dress Down Friday. The number is 0500 1053 89. And I was just looking through this list. The Guinness Book of Films. It's quite extraordinary, actually. They'll produce a new issue of a book and they'll send a press release to the papers, and every single paper will carry what is basically an advert for this book. They do the same with magazines as well. You know, they'll have oh, who's the smiling woman who does a lottery show?
Anthea.
Yeah, Anthea Turner will appear in the Naughty Naked Nude in a magazine, but it's tasteful because, you know, she's not a page three girl. It's sort of tasteful because she's doing it in, you know, an upper class, like a classy, glossy magazine. But then the magazine will sell the pictures to, you know, the Star and the Sport and the Sun and the Mirror and all that. So she will actually appear in those papers with that little tagline, and GQ or Esquire or whatever it might be is now available on the shelves. It's amazing. All you have to do is just send the information and they'll print you an advert for free. Great. But 70 years of movies, they've just done this, and it's just wrong. It's just flat out wrong. What year was Apocalypse Now? Was it 78, something like that?
73,
really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was that early.
What do you reckon, Sicky?
72, I think.
You think 72? Any other, Russ?
I reckon 73.
You reckon 73? There we are.
I thought it was 78.
I think it was quite... Hold on.
Where's he going?
He's going to ask Barry Norman or something. He's just gone sprinting down the corridor. I don't know what we said to offend you, mate, but we're only
joking. I don't
know
what we've said to offend these callers, because the amount of calls we had yesterday and today is just astonishing. Where the hell has our audience gone?
I'll answer the phones.
No, don't.
Oh, no,
don't
no. We want them to call.
Yeah.
Hello.
I thought your beard news was excellent, dear.
Thank you.
Love your beard. Well, if it was 1972... they've got The Godfather.
Hold on, here we go.
In here.
It's 1979.
79.
Well, I've got a thing here from the National Film Theatre, and it's on Sunday night, actually, and it's...
I might go and see that.
79.
Apocalypse Now.
What, they're showing Apocalypse Now where?
At the National Film Theatre in London.
Really?
Hmm, on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like ticket details? The number to call is...
1979, but I believe that it was 1978. What does it say there? It
says 79 there, doesn't it? Yeah. And they're never...
Well, perhaps it came out in America in 1978. I think the actual number on the movie itself is 78. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. Because Alien is down here as being the best movie in 1979. And I would go along with that. I can't think of another film... there's not another film, probably, in any one year that would top Alien. Fabulous. Just beyond great. What a tremendous film. Much better than any of the other Aliens that followed it, including number two, which was the only other one that was worth watching.
I prefer number two.
Well, that's because it's a stupid roller coaster shooting up, shoot 'em up movie.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You're a stupid gonk. Haven't we already established this?
Oh, fair comment.
No, Alien was, because it was a suspense film, wasn't necessarily... a sci-fi movie. The thing about it was a suspense movie, which was great. But Apocalypse Now, I think, was the year before. And you know what they got for the year before? Superman.
Oh, Superman 2.
Flat out, not even in the same league as Apocalypse Now.
Superman 2 was better than Superman.
That's irrelevant to the argument that I'm making.
But we're talking about Aliens.
And then they got the top 10 quotes from movies. And this ain't right either. Number one quote, Bond. James Bond. That's a memorable line, but it's not a great quote from a movie, is it? It's just a guy saying his name. And that's the number one quote from any movie ever. And I don't think so. Number two, well, this is what I would have put at number one. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine, Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca. Of course. Mae West from I'm No Angel, they say number three. It's not the men in your life that counts, it's the life in your men. Number four, now I'd go along with this too, Arnie. In The Terminator, both one and two, I'll be back, he said. And number five, mystifying, Gene Harlow in Hell's Angels, a movie made in 1930. They say it's the fifth most memorable, I don't know if they're actually ordering this, it seems to be that's exactly what they're doing. The fifth most memorable line ever said in any movie ever, would you be shocked if I changed into something more comfortable? Huh?
Can we replace
perhaps,
that line?
Perhaps you had to be there.
Can we replace it? Because we have a viable suggestion to replace that.
Yeah.
From The Empire Strikes Back, Yoda.
Okay.
When I can do this, you reach, look as good you're not.
That's the thing about my team.
The crew were mostly just kids. Rock and rollers with one foot in their graves.
Number six. Now, this is just flat out wrong. From that stupid movie, Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Stupid on two counts. First of all, it's a stupid film. I mean, just flat-out boring rubbish. I mean, Americans might be all sort of thrilled and involved because it's, you know, the American dream and history and all that rubbish. But it was a boring, dull film, was it? Yes.
It was pretty boring, yeah.
And the second, life is not like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get, because printed there, right on the lid, is exactly what's in the chocolates, you know precisely what you're going to get.
Exactly, it's more like a bag of Revels. Not mentioning any brand names, of course.
Do they still make Revels? Probably not. I used to like the orange ones.
Yeah.
And you could pretty much tell which ones were orange without actually biting into them. You could tell the peanut ones, you could tell the raisin ones. Sometimes you got a coffee one, although they did tend to come up smaller than the orange ones.
Yeah, although occasionally you get a big coffee one, and you think it was orange, and you would be just so disappointed.
Yeah.
Hey, this, that's what we could talk about. Sweets you used to be able to get with...
It's number seven. Wrong line. I mean, Groucho Marx from Duck Soup. I could dance with you all. I've screwed it up already. I could dance with you till the cows. I can't say it. Help!
Help me!
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thoughts, I'd rather dance with the cows till you come home. But you know, there's so many lines from Groucho Marx that they could have put, but better than that, better and more precise. Like when he's speaking to Margaret Dumont. And he's being asked if he remembers her. He says, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. Or there ain't no sanity clause, or, you know, any of them, but not that one. And then, of course, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I've got that in here somewhere, but finding it right now is beginning to be a problem.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Of course, that's one of the greatest lines ever. And that was, they were going to excise that line from the movie. They weren't going to stick that in because it was rude. Is absolutely one of the best lines ever made. You talking to me, Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver. Yes, again, correct. But they've only got a 50% hit rate so far in this thing. And number 10, mystifying. Another 1930 movie, Greta Garbo in Anna Christie. Gimme a whiskey with ginger ale on the side and don't be stingy, baby. Huh? No. Okay, your favorite line from a movie ever, Kev?
Oh, that opens it up a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All
right, you pause and think about that. Nikki, the Psycho Newsreader, what's your favorite line in a movie ever?
Yes, yours. I don't see any other Psycho Newsreaders in here.
Yeah, but I haven't got any headphones on, so I couldn't hear. I don't know. I need to think.
Okay, sick boy, what's yours? We've got two people on the boil and one ready to go. What's your favourite line from a movie ever? Oh, we can't hear because
you... favourite line from a movie ever.
Oh, crikey, hang on.
He's going to do his...
He's going to have to think about it.
He's going
to
do his Yoda impression again. How about you, Russ?
Russ, favourite line from a movie ever.
We need more headphones in there. There we go.
Adrian!
What was that? I missed it.
What? Do it again.
Rocky. Adrian.
I don't know what language are you speaking?
Adrian.
Rocky language.
Adrian. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Adrian.
Yeah.
That's your favourite line in any movie ever.
Brilliant.
Adrian.
Adrian.
Somebody needs to beat this boy up. What the hell is he talking about?
You're a genius.
Yeah.
Another good one, that one from The Untouchables, I can't repeat it on the radio. When Sean Connery is playing whatever his name was, the policeman guy, and the guy comes and knocks on his door and he shoots him. Do you remember that? No. Everyone looked at me blankly. I has no idea.
And the line was?
It's in a very Scottish accent. You daggle, etc.
Oh, excellent.
It was the force in which he said
I
this.
Thought, I definitely thought you were going to do your Yoda impression again.
No, I can do it if you want.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good as you in that.
What a sick bunch of freaks I'm working with. Did you have something else to say, Russell?
What about Dirty Harry?
The bullet. Feeling lucky, punk, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, of course, that should be in there. That should be in there instead of Mae West ordering a ginger and ale. Oh, no, Greta Garbo, whoever, who cares? Definitely not one of the best lines ever in a film. And what about Apocalypse Now? I mean, there's just tons of lines in there.
Charlie, don't surf!
Where's that? How about we're going to come in low out of the rising sun?
We're coming low out of the rising sun.
Of course, this is probably not coming over too well on AM.
We should probably stop playing it, you know, as we've only been playing it for...
We should start handing out digital radios. We're on digital radio now, aren't we?
Yes.
And then, of course, I mean, absolutely one of the greatest lines ever.
Smell that! You smell that! Smells like... victory.
Now, that's the bread around the meat filling that is...
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That's up there with, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Am I right?
Probably.
Yeah. But everybody knows that the greatest line in any movie ever, definitely.
He's wacko, man. He's worse than crazy. He's evil.
Or.
That's fucking typical.
Which do you prefer? Earth is this.
This is one of the classics you brought in. It's by Plummet Airlines.
Ah, the eighth single released on Siff Records. Plummet Airlines called Silver Shirt. What else do I know about this?
I can think of a few things I know about it.
On the back it says, Nancy and Earl Pimple say, be a teen in the know. Take our tip and buy Stiff Records. Change your lifestyle. Make us rich and yourself poor. Hear weird shrieks and creepy sounds. Learn bad habits. Drink beer. Look at naked women. And beat up cats with our enjoyable, practical and easy home listening course. Send now to Stiff Records, 32 Alexander Street, London West 2.
That was dreadful.
It was.
That was a classic, was it?
Yeah, absolutely appalling. Well, like I said, I just picked up a bunch without looking of the singles. I think next time I'll look.
Well, it's entirely possible, you know, a first time you've heard it in a long time, it may get better second time. Let's try it out.
Will I never...
Nope.
No. Right, so here's one in West Midlands. Excuse me. Hello, Gabe.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
My favourite line from the movie has got to be from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it's the bit where he
says... Damn it, Janet. Oh, no, I know.
When he says, I see you trembling with anticipation.
No, well, close, Gabe. No cigar.
Oh, sorry.
He says, I see you tremble with anticipation. And the audience shouts out, say it!
That should be the best line. Well, you know, like, you were talking about Revels.
Revels, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the best way to detect which ones are your favourite is by squeezing them.
Squeezing them?
Mm.
Do they still make Revels?
Yeah, they still
make
Revels.
Oh, we can't talk about it then. Don't squeeze them or buy them, in fact.
Unless
you want to, that's right. But we wouldn't like to, you know, sway you either way.
No,
thanks
to you.
Thanks for the call, Gabe.
Can I,
I hear her quiver with anticipation.
Say it.
Yeah. What?
Can I tell you another story, sweetie related?
A story?
Yeah. Well, it's not a story, it's actually the truth. Go on, can I?
I don't know. Does it take a long time?
No, no, it doesn't take a long time.
Hooray!
Hey, don't be nasty.
Too much time, Gabe.
Okay, right, my friend's a social worker, and she used to go in and clean for this old man.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, she's, like, routinely clean out his cupboard sort of, like, once a month.
Ugh.
And she noticed that he had sort of, like, bags and bags and bags of nuts.
Right.
And, so, like, you know, she mentioned about them one day to him, and he said, oh, well, you know, you can take them home, you know, I've got no, you know, I don't eat nuts. So, of course, she took them home, and she gave them to the kids, and, you know, made them into cakes, and did all sorts of things with them. And, of course, you know, she was having these nuts, sort of like...
Painful. Thanks a lot, Gabe. 0500 1053 89. I'll do the jokes. Here's
sounds
one
familiar
in...
as well.
Yeah, I know. There's one in Dorking. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Derek.
Now, look at the BBC. Today, or this week, they've had the greatest golf in the world on at Wentworth. Today, I go shopping, I come home at 11 o'clock, it's on the BBC. Right, I'll sit down and watch it before I have my lunch. You switch it on, and what have we got? Ainsley Harriet cooking a stupid meal with carrots and God knows what. No golf on till 2:30 when I've gone to work. Why? What are they doing?
Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Why? Greatest golf in the world, and it's not on till 2:30 in the afternoon. What am I supposed to do? I go to work at 2:00, and no golf.
Yeah, yeah, we've been through this. What a dreadful shame, but thanks for letting us into your little life there, Derek. like I said, I'm sick of going on about the BBC. Here's one in Harrow. Hello, James.
Hello?
Harrow?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd just like to say my favourite line from a film was Yippee-ki-yay, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one too. I enjoyed that, but thanks for not saying it in full. That
right.
Was perfect. 0500 1053 89. We should call up your mother, by the way, Kev.
You leave my mother out of this.
How about Get Out? Remember that one? Said twice in the first one and the success and the one that followed. How about Frank? Oh, Frank.
And about half the script of Pulp Fiction was very good, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know, were there memorable lines in Pulp Fiction?
I guess more like memorable
no,
passages.
No,
memorable
in other
pages.
Words. No, in other words. Is that
okay,
right?
Okay, well, you're right again.
How about, I can remember one.
Go on then.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Delivered in exactly that fashion.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a vest while I'm saying it. How about, don't you... look at me.
Oh yeah, Blue Velvet.
Yeah, when are they going to show Blue Velvet again? I can't wait to see that again. It's a dog's age since I've seen that film. I should bring in some stuff from that. Well, how about I make you laugh, I'm funny to you,
is that one?
I amuse you. I'm here to amuse you, Kev.
Pretty much.
Let's have one. What?
You ran to the last break really, really...
really, really, really late.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well...
not on purpose. I am the hottest thing you ever seen. You know I'm something it
ain't easy to be. I am the neatest... here it is, ready to wait 2.5 hours for it. There is a name. Kev, you useless great gonk. Don't care if you really want to hang around.
It's a playlist. It's a playlist.
Love this song. Greatest pop song ever made. Clark Kent, the drummer of the Police, don't care. He goes, hut! The girls are always trying to settle me down. They never guess I'm only fooling around.
Yeah.
My only worry is my humility.
Right.
It's damn
with
all my heavy artillery. Don't care if you really want to hang around. Don't care. Instrumental break. No, no, not quite.
This is when it starts to sound like the Police a bit, isn't it?
Don't care. We're going to miss the instrumental break. I can see the countdown on my screen. 5 seconds. Oh, no. Da-da-da-dum. What a fabulous track. We should play it again. Hooray!
Oh, I don't know about that. We're a talk station. Oh, all right, then.
I am the hottest thing you ever will see. You know I'm something it ain't easy to be.
No, really, we can't. Because we'll get into trouble.
Oh, please.
All right, then. I am the hottest thing you ever will see. You know I'm something it ain't easy to be.
Let's just hear him say, don't care, and then I'll be satisfied. There isn't anything that could be down. Don't care if you really want to hang around. Don't care, because I am. Let's hear him sing the... Don't care. Here we go. If you really want to stick around. I don't care if you really want to put me down. Hut. Perfect.
That was very good.
Now I'm happy.
Do you know how much trouble we could get into for playing this over and over and
don't
over again?
Don't care. I am the hot. Here's one in London. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Nick.
Cheryl.
Hi. My all-time favourite line from a movie is, you snot looking doggy fart.
Which movie was that?
Charles Bronson, Murphy's Law. Had heaps in it. Monkey vomit.
you know, what was it? You snot looking...
doggy fart.
That's disgusting.
It's yes, wonderful. It's, disgusting. It's great. In the pub, some guy comes up and chats up. Hey, you snot looking doggy fart.
It sounds Australian as well, but I mean, as do you.
I'm not Australian.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You certainly are, yeah. Sheila. You
don't
are.
Call me Sheila. Bloke.
You're in New Zealand, then?
No, I'm Australian.
Australian?
Yeah.
Ah, good on you.
So when are you going over?
Well, I was thinking of going over in February.
Really?
Yeah, but then I thought, I don't know.
It's suntanning weather.
Oh, I don't do suntans. I've got don't bright, you? Bright orange hair.
Oh, charming. Stay away. Oh, God, stay out of the sun for sure.
Yeah, I know. Slap, slip, slap, slop. Yeah. Isn't that what they say
That's
over there?
What they say.
Yeah, slip on a hat.
Come to Sydney. I'll be in Sydney and I'll teach you how to surf, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ride a few tubes.
Ride a few tubes. Of course, I grew up in Scotland where we drink from tubes.
Oh, really? Yeah. We ride them in Sydney. Never mind. Have a good night.
Okay, Cheryl.
Bye.
It was the snot looking what? That was awful.
She's insane.
What a dreadful woman.
Right.
She caught up.
Her on again.
No, ever again. In fact, I don't want to hear from any Australians. Awful people.
Or Scots. Oh, that'll start one, won't it? Ian Collins had this brilliant caller on this morning who reckoned there was a global conspiracy. Well, this radio station is at the forefront of this conspiracy to be anti-Scottish and not let callers on air. And it was some of the most entertaining radio I think I've heard since the last time this show was on.
Of course. No, I'd like to go to Australia. I've never met an Australian I didn't like. Oh, there was one. Yeah, there was one, yeah. Here's one in Banbury. Hello, Mike.
Hi,
but that's a pretty good strike rate, don't you think? Just the one?
Well, how many Scots have you met that you don't like, apart from me?
Oh, apart from you?
Yeah.
None.
Huh.
Mike.
Nick, hello.
Hello.
Before I come to my main point about cinematography, can I do my and another thing first?
Sure, why not?
You mentioned it last night. You've got to stop playing that news jingle out the end of the commercial break.
Yeah.
It gives me a heart attack.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, mad.
I know.
But it's not our news jingle anymore.
Every time we hear it, I think we're going to get a bulletin from Moscow.
Now, let's dare wank in Moscow.
It's a nightmare. Anyway, you mentioned a couple of films earlier which someone thought were turkeys. Last Action Hero.
Great film.
Well, I thought it was okay, actually.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It wasn't
better
excellent.
Than okay, it was excellent.
Okay, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But there was a good moment in there when Arnie, he does a bit of a self-parody of himself.
That's right. Movie,
throughout the whole film, looks quite incredulous as he sees the film Terminator starring Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, there are so many really good moments like that, and I like the whole premise of the fact that, you know, I mean, Woody Allen did it in, I can't remember what the movie was called. What was the movie when the woman went into the movie, or the other way around.
Oh God, I don't know that one. Manhattan Murder Mystery. That was a fantastic.
There
was
yes, it was
that?
Excellent. And Manhattan Murder Mystery came out at the same time as Something in Fog, Mist and Fog, or Something in Fog.
I'm not familiar with that one.
And the Fog film got all the great reviews, and Manhattan Murder Mystery was kind of ignored. But I thought Manhattan Murder Mystery was a tremendous film.
To see in the list. Amazing.
It was like one of his funny films, like he was trying to explain to the aliens in Stardust Memories or whatever it was.
Side-splitting.
Yeah.
But Waterworld, I didn't think much of Waterworld. That was a bit of a turkey.
One of the best stunts in any film ever, when the plane wraps itself gradually, I think he fires a bow with a rope on the end into a plane that's attacking him.
That's right, yeah.
And ties the rope to a mast, and the plane is, if you can picture this in your mind, is then forced on a slow, ever-decreasing circle around the pole and then smashes into it.
Yeah.
Great.
It was great. as far as action sequences go, but the dialogue was a bit sparse, wasn't it? It was. Do you remember El Dorado, the television soap opera, where they sort of stand around not saying anything, wondering what to say?
Well, I watch too much TV as it is, so that's why I never watch soaps, because they're on too often.
It was Waterworld, I would say, apart from the action, was El Dorado on water.
Right. But it was an action film. You don't expect great
maybe
dialogue.
Not. Maybe
a good, amusing line every now and again, like Bruce Willis. Yippee-i-yo.
Yeah. Classic film.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay, yeah.
Classic films, they are. I love all that nonsense.
Naturally, so do I. I was watching Maverick just this morning, and I thought that was a good fun too, although Kev didn't like that.
Did you really think it was good, though?
I haven't seen the whole movie yet.
But it's all right. It's just not...
It's not great, but it's an amusing... I'm not one of those snobs who only says they like art movies. You know, I only like movies if they come from China, and they're, about some bloke who's got 7 children who works in a rice field, and it's all subtitled, or some sort of French costume drama. You know, I'm not one of I like that stuff, although not necessarily the Chinese films. No, I like a good French film, and, I like a nice bit of French. Of course, who doesn't? But a great shoot-em-up action movie? Yes, I love that stuff, of course.
Totally agree.
All right, thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. Here is Call in Northampton. Dale.
Hello, Nick, how are you doing?
All right.
Nick, I just wanted to talk to you about some kids. I went out for a swim and a sauna. And I'm not going to refer to South Park too much, but I didn't think it was real until tonight. I was sitting in there in this sauna just trying to relax, and the door opens up and these 3 kids walk in, sit down, and they look at each other. It's hot in here, so they go out again. Then they're back in a minute. Oh, no, it's not so hot now. They sit down and they start screaming and shouting at each other, and then they run out again. And the next thing I know, they're back in with their dad, and their dad's like sitting there in the corner, not doing anything, and they're all going on at each other, and then one kid turns to the other and says, "Hey, your sister's a bitch." And I thought, what? You know, I thought, this is like what you keep on about South Park. And they started bantering away at each other, and then the dad sort of like gets involved, tells them to shut up. So they do for a second. A few more people come in, and they start off, "My dad's better than your dad." They go, "No, he's not."
The thing with kids is that they don't have any social embarrassment about screaming and shouting in a public place. Like, for instance, on a train, I was stuck in a very packed tube train going to work one day, and some really loud girls got on. And everybody else in the carriage, all the adults, are hushed. Nobody's saying a word. Even if friends get on together, you don't speak to each other. But these girls continued screaming at each other as they were crushed, and then they started like making comments to people that they were crushed up against, and in that sort of, in a kind of like a flirty, really cheeky, offensive kind of way, that just made, and I was standing there praying that they weren't going to pick on
How
me
old were they?
Because I don't know, sort of 14, you know, that really obnoxious age. Kids, you can't live with them, can't kill them. It's against the law. Please remember that at all times. Thanks a lot, mate. Here's one in North Walsham. Hello, Richard. Richard.
Hello.
Richard.
Hey. Your question, Apocalypse Now? 1979 is the answer.
Is it really? 1979?
Yep.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. And the best line from that film, I reckon, is, "Murder out here is like handing out a speed ticket at the Indiana 500.
Yes, the bull piled up so quick you had to have wings to stay above it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and of course, don't forget...
Never get out of the boat. Absolutely goddamn right.
Here's one in... look, it's an old deer in Dearham. Hello.
Oh, good evening, Nate. Good evening, Kev.
Good evening, Hazel.
The previous call, I'm going way back to the beginning of your programme, said... Yeah. That they never received, callers didn't receive prizes from the station.
Hmm.
Well, I got mine from Talk Radio this morning.
You did?
I got a video.
Really?
By Phil Butler, called Live and Sweaty.
Hey?
Phil Butler.
Who's
Live
that?
And Sweaty.
Who's Phil Butler?
He was a guest on James Whale's program last Thursday evening.
Right.
And I have to answer a question.
What was the question?
No, I mustn't answer. No, it's very naughty.
It was... Well, wait a minute. You answered it on the air?
Yeah.
Well, what was the question?
He has a hand up... he's a puppet, you know. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
A new comedian. Well, you must know him in London. And he has his hand.
Must do.
He has his hand on. Anyway, the thing, the question was, what was the name of his puppet? And it was, you know, Mr. Something like. I can't say it. No, you know.
He had his hand up a puppet, and
You smell it! You smell it!
Was it something like that, Hazel?
Well, it was called Mr. Nobby.
Smell my fingers.
No, Hazel!
Mr. Nobby.
Hazel, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Well, he did ask me.
I guess I did,
but you don't want to listen to him.
No.
Oh, sorry. I do apologise to all your listeners.
So that's great. You actually got your prize. Nobody that has won anything from this show has ever got their prize.
And I opened the video, and what was inside what made me go, ah!
What?
A photo of James Whale.
That's f***ing typical.
It was signed as well. And a signed photo. He's very handsome, isn't he?
Of course.
He'd make a good pirate. You know.
I guess, yeah. He'd anyway, need a couple of large earrings and a sword, and he'd be
with a bandeau around his head.
He'd be buckling his swash like it was going out of style.
Now, I don't want to go on about it too much, but remember my vest, the chainmail vest I was knitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you had James Bond, you were talking at the beginning, weren't you? Being shot by all those bullets.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little known fact that I knitted his chainmail vest. So that's why James Bond never died.
Well, that's what everybody says about you, Hazel. You're a Ned.
Yeah, I am, and I was Nick. Nick by Nick. Yes, as I say. So that's why it's never down in the credits. You know, they have costumes, don't they?
Okay, well, like I said before, put it on and we'll test it out. I don't think it works. It was an old deer from Dereham. Tidy bye, Hazel. Coming out of Louisiana with a Chuck Berry track, Promised Land, Johnny Allen. What a fantastic track. Re-released on Oval Stiff. There was a record label called Oval.
Yeah.
Which you probably remember. And Stiff Records. They got together and released this in 1978. Just absolutely fantastic.
I don't know whether Charlie Gillett was involved with it. And I think he was something to do with Stiff Records, Charlie Gillett.
No, Charlie Gillett was Oval.
Yeah, yeah. You said Oval Stiff.
Yeah, Oval. But Charlie Gillett's label was Oval, wasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah.
And Charlie's very heavy into this sort of music.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
I don't know. Wasn't with me tonight.
He used to be great. He used to have some great stuff.
Yeah. Good guy. Not afraid to look sideways. Strange, actually. This guy's got most of my name.
Johnny Allen.
That's right.
Yeah. It's Mike Allen.
It's true. Just been to a great party.
Whose?
It's a radio station I used to work at.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Anything we want to know?
Don't know how I can tell you.
Is it birthday time?
Birthday. Happy birthday.
How old are they? 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Nice of us. Great to see some faces. I realised
some old faces.
Well, I worked there for 12 years and I suddenly realised I spent more time with these people than I did with my family.
Yeah.
You know? So it was really, it was fun, you know. And the boss still shook hands with me.
Not the same boss, surely.
Yeah. Same as the old boss. Yeah, same boss. No, well, as to it now. No. But the boss then.
I did one show there.
Why?
Because my bloody agent got it for me.
Are you talking about the right place, though?
Yeah.
Because you went to another party, didn't you, Mike? Which was...
I went to both. Because I worked at both.
Yeah, because you're talking...
Oh, perhaps we're talking about somewhere else.
Was Nicky Horn at this one as well?
No.
He wasn't?
No.
Place this
were they in tune like with London? Or was it the other place?
No.
Because I forgot that you worked in both. That's
both.
Right.
Yes, both. Yes, both.
Yeah, used to do the... Well, not quite, because it wasn't around.
Johnny Allen stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
But, so there was the music station that you went to.
That's right.
Aha.
Yes, lots of glam.
I bet.
Lots of glam.
I think they're...
Very glitzy.
What they've done with the building in Leicester Square is very impressive. Not inside, I haven't been inside, but architecturally from the outside. Uh-huh. They've got the whole Art Deco thing going on. I think it's lit excellently. I think they've done a tremendous bang-up job.
Good. I'm pleased you're pleased.
Yeah.
And you can always get something to eat, can't you?
No, I'd rather go to Mirabel. Thanks. Thanks anyway.
Okay, Mark, that's the plug.
Yes.
Here we go. So anything else to tell you?
It's been a good week, actually, one thing and the other. These headphones are atrocious. I think my ears need turning up. I think that's what the problem is. I'm sitting here twiddling knobs, and it doesn't seem to do any good.
So what you got on the show tonight then, Mikey Mike?
Got the doc. The doc is very happy to talk to people who've got allergy problems, people who are 16 and 17 and got spots and don't know what to do about it. People
you don't have to be 16 and 17 to have spots.
No.
You'll be 60 or 17.
When you're 16 and 17, it's the first time probably you've shaken hands with the concept.
Yes.
So you're having to come to terms with it and all that sort of stuff. Don't know, be 15 if you want to do that, I don't know. If you're pregnant for the first time and you're worried and you're not getting enough advice from your doctor, or maybe you've got a sporting injury, or maybe you work in broadcasting and like Nick Abbott you get paid lots of money and you picked it up all at once and you've strained yourself. It's a good line. And anyway, we're also talking to Patrick Mcnee tonight. Patrick Mcnee, the quintessential English gentleman. That's strange enough, you. And he was born in England. And then it's sex. It's Christine Weber. We're talking about leather tonight. Leather.
Ah, warm.
Other things.
Warm leatherette. Can't wait.
No. Ah, somebody leaving?
No.
That's just a whip round, I thought.
The shock of the new.
Oh, right, okay. And
Patrick Mcnee, that'll be good.
Yeah. So I said 11 o'clock. It's packed. It's got a face full of features.
Yeah.
Got more features than a crowd.
You're bursting out all over.
Well, I don't know, really, actually. I lost a couple of pounds.
You did?
I did.
Well, I'll help you find them after.
That's all right. Yes, I think I probably left them in your coat. Good to see you. Had a good
and
week.
And you? Yes.
You working tomorrow?
Tomorrow, no.
Take it easy. Feet up. Contemplate your navel.
Exactly.
How gorgeous. Glass of wine?
Take me a Polaroid. I'll contemplate yours, too.
That's damn fine, isn't it?
I know.
How selfless.
Exactly.
I'll defluff it. I'll see you later. Best offer I've had today. It's the only offer
you've had today, yes.
Hold it now.
I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Nick Abbott.
You're ready? Free call 0500 1053
89.
No.
Ah. This is not one of mine. This must be for a compilation.
Yes.
The Saints. Are you still there, an old dear from Dearham?
I am. I just want to wish you a lovely weekend.
Aww.
And thank you again for a wonderful programme every day.
What a beautiful thought, Hazel.
I'm no relation, and you don't owe me a penny.
No. Thanks a lot, Mum.
You take care.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady, eh? She waded through the ads and through me and Mike and our whole thing just to say that. How lovely is that? We should send her some crap in the postcard.
Mm.
Oh, forget it. You'll never be able to manage it.
Sick Boy sends out the prizes.
He does. He's responsible. How many fingers did he just show you there?
We got something new for you.
What?
On the Alanator.
On the Alanator. Oh, let me check that out immediately. Oh, okay. Yes. Just wait till that fades out so that we can hear him say...
I'm sitting here twiddling knobs, and it doesn't seem to do any good.
I don't know, it usually works for me. Here's one in Gwent. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Nick.
Is there anybody in there?
Hello, Nick.
Yes, Ken.
Nick.
Time's running out, Ken.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, dear, we seem to have run out of time on that call. Here's one in Bournemouth. Hello, Richard.
Hello, how's it going?
All right, thanks.
Good. We were talking about, somebody was talking about, famous quotes in films.
Yeah.
Right, I have a favourite one, but it has to be set in context. And it's Steve Biko in Cry Freedom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the lawyer says to him, why do you people say you are black when you are brown? And then Steve Biko replies, why do you people say you are white when you are pink? And then the judge says, precisely. And that's it.
Wow. And it was when the judge said precisely that was what really did it for you.
Oh, well, it's just the way it was all said.
It was the way he said it, yeah.
Yeah, he tied him up a bit.
I guess you'd have to have been there. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Yeah.
Okay. I still prefer Yippee-ki-yay.
Whoa. Almost couldn't get the mic open fast enough.
Yes. Because it's more kind of, it's brief and more to the point. And we should call up your mother, Kev.
You leave my mother alone.
Here's a caller in Ballymena. Hello.
Nick?
James.
Two best quotes from a film. One that was never said and one that was said is from Casablanca. Play it again, Sam. Humphrey Bogart never said it.
No, was it Lauren Bacall? She said it, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He said another thing, like, play the same song again, Sam, or something. He never said to play again. And the other line that he did say was, of all the gin joints, you can finish it for me. That's the best line in any film ever made.
Well, that was one of the few really classic ones that they included in this list of top 10 quotes. In fact, they put it at number two, behind Bond, James Bond, which is daft.
Yeah,
they said, of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca. So Humphrey Bogart never said play it again, sir.
Never said play it again.
Somebody did, surely.
Woody Allen, apparently.
Woody Allen
said it.
Woody Allen was not in that film. He was in Play It Again, Sam.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and did he say it in the film, Lee? He did. He said it in the film.
Who?
Lee Next Door, who's one of the guys who works with Mike Allen, said
he actually said it in the film. What the hell does he know?
The line in the film is, I think it's Ingmar Thingy.
She says,
play it, Sam, play it for old time's sake, or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't say it.
Or I'll kill you. Or was that another movie?
And as Andy pointed out, it's like Jimmy Cagney never said, you dirty rat.
Didn't he?
No.
You dirty brother, you killed my rat? That was somebody else's. I think it was Alexi Searle or something, wasn't it? Thanks a lot, James.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
0500 1053 89 as we start to speed up. Here is one in Uxbridge. I used to live there. Hello, Kenny.
Oh, hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah.
Throw Mama from the Train.
The movie Throw Mama from the Train with Danny DeVito, yeah.
Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
They meet in the train and decide to kill each other's mothers. Crisscross, that one?
Yeah.
So Danny DeVito comes home expecting Billy Crystal to have murdered his mother. So he walks in the door, and there he sees his mother alive. But what he doesn't realise is there's a policeman the other side of the room that he can't see. So he walks in and says, Mother, you're alive! At this point, the policeman steps out and looks at him, wondering what on earth he's talking about, and he says, old people, they need reassurance.
Danny DeVito said one of the best lines in a film. You just reminded me about that.
Go on.
I think it was Other People's Money.
Now,
I can't repeat this on the radio, but it was, and I keep meaning to do this myself.
That is a good film.
He's sitting across from, I can't remember who, he's sitting across from somebody who comes into Danny DeVito's office. Danny DeVito's playing a slime ball, which he does so particularly well.
Very good, yeah.
And the phone on the desk rings, and you don't hear what the caller says. And he says, Julie? No, she can't come to the phone right now because she's and I can't say it.
Well, I'll tell you another good line from that film is when.
But the part of that line that makes it is he puts the phone down and he says wrong numbers. I love him.
Yeah, that does make good radio when you can't actually say.
I know.
But I'll tell you what, another good line when he's in front of all the factory workers and he says actually it's not funny. It's a profound one. It's a profound line. He says I'm not your best friend. I'm not your best friend. I'm your only friend.
Oh, that's it? Ooh.
Well.
Scary.
Nick,
now you've really given us something to think about, Kenny.
Can you tell your listeners, all your listeners that are on the internet, that Viagra's available now on the internet?
No, I can't.
No, honestly, all you need is a modem and a 3.5-inch floppy. And you're there.
Time to say goodbye, Kenny.
Bye now.
0500 1053 89. He's gone, thank goodness. It's one in Zomerzet. William.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ness. Hi, Bob, did you go to Glastonbury this year?
This year, no.
No, you didn't?
No, I escaped, thank goodness.
Well, you see, I ran out before and you told me that you were going to go.
I was thinking about it. If I'd had tickets, I would have gone, and I'm so glad that I didn't manage to get tickets.
Okay. Well, basically, I want to play the game.
The game?
Yeah.
Right, I haven't played that in a good long while. Let's get rid of this child immediately.
James Well. Lorraine Kelly.
Is the wrong answer. You are a loser, baby, so why don't we kill you? Here's one in Bristol. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Nick.
Andy.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm phoning up about a film, Good As It Gets.
Good As It Gets?
As Good As It Gets.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson and, is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, the one that's just recently come out? I haven't seen that one
Helen
yet.
Hunt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Helen Hunt.
She's a, I think that was what it's,
she's a very pretty lady.
Yeah, it's on the poster.
She is indeed, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just finding about, there was a line in the film, I don't know what it is. I was just inquiring about, I think he's having dinner with her or something, and there's this great line he comes out with and he puts her down really big time.
Yeah.
But I can't think of what it is.
Oh, okay. What an excellent call, Andy. There was this great line in a film, but I can't remember what it was.
I think I know what it is.
What a brilliant call.
He's a writer, and he's asked how he writes so well for women, and he says, well, I think of a man, then I take away reasoning and responsibility.
Okay, you're screwing it up too. Shut up, the both of you. Mm. Good grief. What a pair of gonks. Here's one in Stirling, finally. Al.
Hello.
You got 10 seconds.
Oh, God. I'll try.
And he was just going to pause. Here's the greatest line ever. Perfect. Fits right in.